Day with the Lance Creech pregame show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to the Alley Gymnasium. We're in Sioux City tonight. Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHAS. Hastings College getting set to open up the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason basketball tournament tonight. Tough ball game with the Mustangs out of Morningside. I spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Lance Creech. And, Coach, we've come down to the postseason. It's do or die. You win and we move on. You lose and your season's over.
Well, it's hard to believe that we're here already at this point because it just seems like we were getting ready to play Bethany back in October, but it's here, and it's, you know, it's a do-or-die situation right now. So, you know, hopefully kids will be mentally dialed in, and I think, you know, be a little bit more resilient maybe than we have been in some of these close losses that we've had here of late because, you know, more than anything, those things just kind of wear on you, and I think as a staff and as a player, you begin to question, you know, the things that are really working and not. But we've just got to find a way to work ourselves through some of these lulls here and not let these 2 or 3 point deficits turn into 8 or 9 point swings in a matter of a few possessions.
In order for us to move on, we'll have to do everything on the road, and that's going to be the tough part. You win them, move on. We got 4 potential games on the road here in this tournament.
Yeah, you know, and I think at the same time, though, it's part of the position, obviously, that we've put ourselves in. So it's still the same game. The court's still the same length. The hoop's still the same height and all those things in between. But to play on the road is presents a little bit of a different challenge, but we haven't exactly been stellar at home either. So, you know, I don't know if it's an advantage, disadvantage for us either way at this point.
You just don't have a lot of time to make corrections. That's really got to be out of your game plan right now. The corrections have to be made going into this tournament, don't they?
Well, and that's, you know, just maximizing your time, your off time more than anything, you know. And I think I can remember a year ago at this time getting ready to go through the conference tournament and even preparation for our national tournament. You know, the on-the-court time is just very minimal, but you're spending more time in the film room and in individual meetings and player meetings, things like that, just studying film. And, you know, your terminology and the basis of your fundamentals should be pretty well in place so you can make some adjustments through film and walkthroughs and things like that, just trying to keep yourself rested and as sharp as you can on the offensive end, you know, as the tournament progresses. So if we can get to that point, you know, and to where we're playing in our third road game, I'll be pretty happy about, you know, any adjustment that we have to make at that time.
Which was it take to make a run through this tournament?
I think it's, again, and you know, I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. We addressed it yesterday in our film session. We're not a bad, we don't have bad basketball players. We have players that are playing poorly in stretches, you know, because I think even going back to Saturday's game against, you know, Dakota Wesleyan, we were right there. It's a 1 point ball game with 7 minutes to go. And then with 4 minutes to go, it's an 8 point ball game. And they really took the air out of our sails. And what it boiled down to is we had 4 straight turnovers and 1 bad shot offensively. It was a kind of a tough shot. We put the kid in a bad position because the shot clock got away from us. And we put a Devin Manning in a position to try and make a tough 3 point shot as the shot clock's expiring, which is essentially a turnover. So it was just our, you know, organization and communication, you know, turnovers leading to fouls, and they're scoring at the free throw line with the clock stopped, and we're kind of scrambling, and we didn't, you know, do a good enough job of making small adjustments at those mini timeouts, so to speak, and trying to reserve a few timeouts, hopefully for the last 2 or 3 minute push of a game. So, you know, it's always that fine line that you kind of tiptoe there when a team's making a run, and we've just got to do a better job from a coaching standpoint and from a player standpoint of using any dead ball situation as an opportunity to make adjustments.
The Broncos going about 6 minutes without scoring a point in the ball game against Dakota Wesleyan, and that was the deciding factor. And that's really been the case all season long, hasn't it? We just get to little 5-6 minute stretches that we don't play very well.
Yeah, and you know, you're not going to play a perfect basketball game for 40 minutes. And I think everybody that's ever played or watched or coached or, you know, anything understands that you're not going to play perfect. But you're probably going to have 5 minute lulls throughout the course of a game, but if you can get them to where they're 5 1-minute lulls or 10 30-second lulls, it's a little bit different because even on the best night, you know, you're only going to shoot about 50% and your opponent's only going to shoot about 50%. So even in a 30-second lull, you got a 50% chance that maybe the ball's not going to go in the hoop. Right now, our lulls are all coming at 1 point in time. You know, it's 5 to 6 minute stretches of just, you know, to where we just kind of lose our head and nothing. Whether it's timeouts or whether it's set plays or whether it's changing defensive opportunities that, you know, nothing's really stopping the runs, and that's been our biggest Achilles heel right now.
Coach, we had success getting the ball inside in the first half against Dakota Wesleyan on Saturday. Why do we have trouble in the second half getting that done?
Well, I think any time we have had a little bit of a panic, so to speak, or a little bit of adversity, human nature will kind of lead you to understand that the easiest thing to do is try and get it over quickly, you know, and it's kind of like tearing off a Band-Aid. If you pull it slowly, it's going to be painful and it's going to be hard to do. But if you can rip it off quickly, it's easy and it's a little less painful. Right now, the three-point shot, is as much as it's been our best friend at times, it's been our biggest adversary at times, because we're looking for that quick fix. We're looking to stop a run with a big three. We're looking to get on a run with a big three instead of doing the hard thing, which is be patient, be mentally tough and be physically tough and get the ball inside in one way, shape, or form, and get some productivity. So, you know, when you've got people shooting questionable three-point shots, and not even, you know, it's necessarily the shooter, because we are one of the best three-point shooting teams in our conference, but at the same time, a lot of times your greatest strength is also your greatest weakness, and that's what it's boiled down to more times than not for us.
It's Morningside in Hastings College here tonight. We'll come back and talk about the Mustangs as our pregame show continues after this.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Back with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech. The Broncos in Sioux City tonight as we begin our GPAC postseason tournament coverage. Morningside, the opponents here tonight. And Coach, Morningside, a team that took us apart a couple of weeks ago, and Hastings winning by 20, 82-62. What do we got to do differently tonight?
Well, it's got to be a better start. You know, I mean, anything that could have gone wrong against Morningside the first game did go wrong. And we found ourselves down 31-8. Right out of the gate, and that was about 10 minutes into the first half. So, quite honestly, the outcome of the game was a little bit more encouraging, simply because we did play them actually to our advantage in the last 30 minutes of the game. But again, we're talking about those lulls. We started the game with a lull, and anytime you do that, whether it's a good team or an average team, you're going to find yourself in a position where you're really going to have to dig and dig hard. And part of our problem was we just weren't focused. You know, we hadn't concentrated, we weren't mentally prepared, we weren't physically prepared, and Morningside beat us to every loose ball. They got every offensive rebound, and they made a lot of uncontested shots. So it was just our mental preparation to start the game was very lackluster at best.
We've got to get off to a great start tonight, don't you think, to stay in this ballgame?
Oh, I would definitely agree. You know, I think we did a pretty good job of doing that Saturday against Dakota Wesleyan. Got off to a good start. Had a nice little cushion there at halftime, a 5 or 7 point lead going into half, and did some good things, you know, and it's just a matter of sustaining that and not trying to maybe overthink the game at that point and make too many adjustments. Just kind of, you know, dance with the one that brought you, and if we can do that, you know, I still think this team's got an opportunity to make a little bit of a push if we can concentrate through those lulls.
Besides that, that run to start the ball game, what else did Morningside do in that ball game to cause us problems?
Well, they really attacked us on the dribble. You know, I thought their defense was first and foremost really good. Trent Miller did a really good job of on-ball pressure and really made it hard for our guards to get us into anything offensively. And once we got settled down a little bit, you know, actually their aggressiveness worked to a negative for Morningside, because they were really getting out and jumping passing lanes, and we did get a lot of easy opportunities towards the end of the first half and even the better part of the second half as we watched it on film. But we've just got to be, you know, a little bit tougher with the ball. We've got to make sure and handle pressure early on, especially you know, on the road, because it's not going to be any easier when we get up to Sioux City.
What about the Morningside offense? They shot the ball pretty well against us the first time around. 50%, I think, from the field, 50% from three-point territory. How do we slow them down a little bit offensively?
Well, you know, Morningside is not a great offensive team percentage-wise. And the thing that, you know, was frustrating for us is I thought we gave them a lot of easy opportunities, because just what I was mentioning, Trent Miller did a really good job of getting the ball to the paint, whether it was in transition or just in a half-court set. They really attacked the paint well. I thought Garth Hamilton did a nice job. He's a pretty versatile big man for our league. He can step out and face up, shoot a 15-footer. He can post you up and get you on the interior. He rebounds the ball well, and he works really hard. So they've got a really good point guard and a really good postman. And when you've got those two things, it's going to make everything else around you look that much better, because you're going to have open looks from the perimeter, and you're going to have rebounding alleys because you're consistently helping and recovering on dribble penetration, or you're digging down in the low post. And if your defensive rotation isn't good, you're going to leave a lot of things open. So hopefully we can kind of shore up some things defensively. And the biggest thing, Mike, we just got to play harder for a longer period of time. We're playing hard, we're playing physical, and we're playing pretty good basketball virtually each and every game. And what we talked about the other night, if it was a 30-minute game, I'd like to see what our record is, because we'd be pretty good. But unfortunately, the powers that be want to keep the game at 40 minutes, so we're going to have to, you know, either get better or we're going to have to get ready for next year.
You mentioned the Hamilton kid. He scored 22 against us the first time around. Is he the guy to stop in order for us to stay in this thing?
I believe so. Yeah, I do. I mean, he's, you know, we're going to have to understand what his strengths are, and I think the thing that was discouraging about us Saturday is I thought, you know, early into the second half, we did a pretty good job of getting Brady Wiebe in trouble at Dakota Wesleyan. You know, he had three fouls, but he ended the game with three fouls because we just didn't go back at him. And that was, you know, I thought Jacob Marvin really came out and played one of the better games of his year. And I know it's been a frustrating year for Jacob due to injury and things like that. But, you know, I just didn't feel like what we try and say is feed the need. We didn't keep him going, and we didn't continue to get him easy opportunities to score and put the Wiebe kid, who's their All-American, in a position where he's going to have to defend without fouling. So, you know, it was kind of a two-edged sword there, and we just didn't take advantage of that opportunity.
Okay, we have not mentioned, I think he's worked his way into the starting lineup now, the Rudin kid up there for Morningside. He came off of the bench the first time around, but I think he's worked his way into the starting lineup. Talk about him.
Well, those are the kids that are always kind of tough because, you know, you don't plan on them. And I know, looking at some film, that he's done a pretty good job of shooting the basketball. And again, he's just the thing that I like about Morningside's team is they're just a tough bunch, you know, and all of a sudden you got a kid that comes in and scores a few points and he's playing harder. It's a lot easier to dive on the floor for loose balls and get offensive rebounds when the ball's going in the hoop. So, you know, we've just got to make sure we understand that regardless of what a scouting report may say, if a kid beats you, you know, two times in a row, you've got to change the way you're guarding it. And that's kind of our simple defensive rules. Just don't get beat the same way twice. And that's the one thing in which we just haven't done a very good job of for the better part of the season is understanding that they're still college basketball players. And even though they're not maybe starting, doesn't mean they're bad players. And you know, we haven't maybe respected our opponent as much as we should have.
Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Morningside tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Lance Creech pregame show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned. Bronco basketball is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS Radio.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Nine wins, 19 losses on the year. They are 5-13 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Things have not gone the way I'm sure Lance Creech expected them to go for 2010. 2011, but they got a fresh start here tonight against a very good Morningside team. The Mustangs come in a record of 14 wins, 16 losses on the season. They are 10-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Morningside took apart the Broncos in a ball game played at the end of January, winning by the score of 82-62. They jumped on Hastings early. In fact, got out to a 31-8 lead within the first 12 minutes of the ball game. Hastings turned the ball over 17 times in the first half against the Morningside defense. Had 24 for the ball game, and Hastings lost to Morningside the first time around by the score of 82-62. Broncos not really what you want to be going into a postseason tournament here. They've lost six games in a row. Hastings has not won in the month of February yet. In fact, our last win was the game right before Morningside. They beat Midland on the road 75-72, and the Broncos have lost six games in a row since then, losing to Morningside, Concordia, Northwestern, Doan, Dort, and Dakota Wesleyan, losing to Dakota Wesleyan on Saturday by the score of 89-76. Meanwhile, Morningside coming in, they've won six out of their last eight ball games, including two in a row. They've knocked off a Briarcliff 78-72 in overtime. They're coming off of a 78-64 win over Nebraska Wesleyan. So Hastings and Morningside here tonight in men's college basketball. The winner will move on to play in the next round of this tournament coming up on Thursday. And waiting in the wings for the winner of this ball game will be the University of Sioux Falls. The Cougars are the number two seed in the tournament. The other games going on tonight on the men's side of things. Ninth-seeded Doan playing at eighth-seeded Mount Marty. That ball game just about ready to get underway. And then the 11th-seeded Midland is playing at sixth-seeded Concordia. Hastings College women's basketball team also playing tonight. And we're keeping an eye on things. Hastings has got a 40-36 lead in the second half. In fact, it's just underway in the second half. The Broncos leading Concordia 40-36. Alicia Stadler had 10 points for Hastings in the first half. Quincy King had 9. Brittany Wong had 6 points. So the Hastings College women's basketball team with the lead in the second half. It is 40-36. The Broncos out on top. Of the Hastings College women can win there, they will move on to a Thursday matchup against the number one seed and their regular season conference champions in Northwestern. That'll be in Orange City. Starting lineup for Hastings here tonight, Aaron Kane, a 6'3" and senior from Colorado Springs, Colorado. Kane is averaging 4 points and 3 rebounds per ball game. Derek Fletcher, the 6'7" and senior out of Omaha. Fletcher averaging 14 points and 4.6 rebounds per game. Brady Lohman is a 6'1" freshman out of Norfolk. Lohman is averaging 5.7 points and 2.1 rebounds per game. Tobin Reinwald, the 6'6" freshman out of Lincoln. Tobin is the sixth leading scorer this week at the Great Plains Athletic Conference. He's averaging 14.6 points per ball game and 4.7 rebounds per game. And the other starter is going to be Jake Marvin tonight. Marvin is 6'8" and sophomore out of Lincoln. He came up with 18 points in the ball game against Dakota Wesleyan on Saturday. He earns the start here tonight. Marvin, he is sophomore out of Lincoln. He's averaging 5 points and 3 rebounds per ball game. Morningside will go with Danny Rudine, a 6'3" freshman out of Sioux City, averaging 5 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. Brian Borchers is a 6'5" junior out of Lamars, Iowa. Borchers is averaging 9 points and 4.7 rebounds per game. Trent Miller is a 6'1" sophomore out of Gretna, Nebraska. Miller is averaging 8 points and 3.6 rebounds per game. Kevin Zaz is a 6'2" junior out of Murdoch, Nebraska. Zaz is averaging 10 points and 2 rebounds per game. And the other starter will be Garth Hamilton. Hamilton is 6'8" junior out of Lincoln East. Hamilton is averaging 13 points and 6 rebounds per ball game. Morningside, eighth in the conference in scoring offense, are averaging 72.2 points per ball game. They are fifth in the conference in scoring defense, giving up 70.5 points per ball game. Hastings is dead last in the scoring defense. They've had problems defensively all year long. They've given up 78 points per ball game, but the Broncos fourth in the conference in scoring offense, averaging 75.3 points per ball game. Hastings dressed in their gray uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Morningside going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left, and Morningside controls the opening tip. The Broncos need to stay in the ball game early. Again, this Morningside team put a lot of pressure on the Broncos in that first ball game and get out to a 31-8 lead. Hastings will start off in a man-to-man defense. They move it down in the corner. On the left side, here's a long-range jumper put up by Zaz. No good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. Down the near sideline, Brady Lohman. Lohman cuts it back to the center of the floor. Gets it to Aaron Kane. Now to Lohman. On the wing on the right side. Now to Aaron Kane. Inside to Marvin. His shot is up and in. Jake Marvin scores, and the Broncos go out on top by the score of 2-0. Just underway at the Alley Gymnasium here in Sioux City tonight, the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason basketball tournament. Kevin Zaz has got the ball. Comes out between the rings now to Rudin. Rudin on the wing to Miller. Miller gets it back to Rudin. Now they work over on the right side. The Broncos stay with a man-to-man defense. Garth Hamilton has got the ball. Down in the corner to Rudin. Circles around. Takes it to the free throw line. Back outside the ring. Miller for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be short. Ball goes out of bounds. And they're going to give the ball to Hastings. They say it was not touched. Miller says it was touched. The officials don't agree. And Hastings College will play it in. And the air ball threw it up there by Trent Miller. A minute into the ball game, Hastings College out on top of Morningside tonight by a score of 2-0. Here's Aaron Kane back with the ball for Hastings. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Kane stops, comes out between the rings now. They get it to Reinwald. Comes to the near sideline. That's Lohman with the ball. Bounce pass goes into Fletcher. Works in the lane. Bounce pass goes down low. That's going to be Reinwald. He goes up for the shot. Can't get rid of it and comes back down. And a traveling violation is called on to Reinwald. He was too far underneath the basket as he got that feed there from Fletcher. He goes up with a shot but could not as the backboard is right on top of him there. He came back down to the floor, and a traveling violation is called here on Hastings College. First turnover on the Broncos in the ball game. 2-0 is the score. Kane tries to steal the ball. Goes out of bounds, but it's going to be Morningside ball. Took that one away from Kevin Zaz. 18-26 to play here in the first half. 2-0 is the score. Hastings out on top. Rudin will inbound the ball deep in the corner on the left side to Azaz. Comes out to Rudin again around the screen. Drives it down the right side of the lane. His shot is up there. It's good. Nice move to the basket there by Danny Rudin. And we are tied up at 2 points apiece. 18-16 to play here in the first half in the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City. Here's a pass by Reinwald. Deflected. It comes out near the 10-second line. Picked up there by Kane. Kane drives it down the lane. Back out to Reinwald. His shot for three is up there and in. Tobin Reinwald knocks one down. He gets the roll. Hits the front iron, hits the back iron, and drops down through the hole. 5-2 now. Hastings out on top, 17-50 to play. Here in the first half, there's a pass to the corner. Rudin was knocked out of bounds there, and a foul is going to be called on the Lohman of Hastings. Brady Lohman picks up the first personal foul. This could be the first team foul on the Broncos. Non-shooting situation. This could be Morningside playing it in off of the far sideline. They get it to Garth Hamilton. Hamilton hands it back to Rudin. Picked up by a woman behind the screen. Now the wing. Zaz throws up a three-pointer. His shot is no good, and he's fouled in the play. Reinwald came out and knocked down Zaz, and Reinwald picks up the personal foul. So Zaz is fouled here in the three-point territory. Was it on the shot? Yes. As Zaz will go to the line now for Morningside, and Lance Creech going to come over and have a couple of words with the official here on the near sideline. 17-44 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top by a score of 5-2. And some from the free throw line is going to be no good by Zaz. He's one of the better foul shooters in the conference. He's hitting 81% of his foul shots this week. That is eighth in the conference. Zaz will have one more. His shot is up there. That one is good. He'll get one more. Update on the Hastings College women's ball game. The Broncos now with the lead over Concordia, 40-39. They are in the second half in Seward. 40-39, Hastings with the lead. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Marvin. So he misses two out of three free throws. The Broncos come back the other way. Now we get a whistle and a traveling violation is called, and Reinwald, he was trying to take the ball out of the hole there for Hastings. The second turnover on the Broncos. 17-39 to play here in the first half. Hastings College and Morningside here tonight from the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament. Coming back with the ball is Trent Miller now. Miller moves it over to Zaz on the wing, left side, comes back out to Miller. Over in the right wing, now to Hamilton. The big guy holds the ball. Two-handed pass goes down in the corner. Borchers handles it for the first time. Entry pass to Hamilton. Hamilton at the free throw line, and he's called for the steps. Good defense there by Jake Marvin. Hamilton is whistled for the traveling violation. That's the first turnover on Morningside in the ballgame. Hastings College will come back the other way. Morningside averaging 16 turnovers per ballgame. They force 16 on the other end. Borchers comes out now, and in the ballgame is going to be Mitchell Schultze for Morningside. Schultze is a 6'4" senior out of Osmond, Nebraska. Hastings College throws a pass down the right sideline. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Rudin. He loses it into the backcourt now, and an over and back violation is going to be called in Morningside. Rudin got the interception on the far sideline and lost the ball into the backcourt. goes back to retrieve it, an over and back violation is called in Morningside. So a couple of turnovers on the Mustangs so far in the ball game. Hastings College with three. 5-3 the score. The Broncos out on top. Hastings will inbound the ball. Derek Fletcher has got it now. Man-to-man defense here for Morningside. Fletcher brings the ball across the 10-second line into the offensive zone. Stops. Comes over here on the wing on the left side to Aaron Kane. Kane circles around his screen from Marvin. Now gives the ball off to Jake on the wing. Down in the corner to Fletcher. He holds the ball. Derek entry pass to get it to Marvin. Spins toward the baseline. Goes for the hole and scores. Jake Marvin with a couple of field goals in the ball game. He had 18 the other day against the Dakota Wesleyan. And the Broncos are out on top now by the score of 7-3. Morningside back with the ball. Rudin takes it down in the corner now to Schulze. Schulze back out on top now to Miller. Miller moves to his right, fires up a three ball. It's up there. It's around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Marvin of Hastings. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. That's Brady Lohman. Check there at the elbow. Gives it over on the left side. It's shot by Marvin. In and out. No good. Rebound Mitchell Schulze for Morningside. Running back the other way is going to be Trent Miller. He drives it down the lane. Bounce pass goes down in the corner to Zaz, and his shot is up and in from three. Kevin Zaz throws up a three-pointer from the deep left corner. 7-6 the score now. The Broncos out on top. Here's Ryan Wald back the other way. His three is going to be no good. And we got a foul and a rebound. Fletcher knocks down Miller and picks up the personal foul. Derek Fletcher picks up his first. That's the third team foul already at Hastings College. 16:05 to play here in the first half. The Broncos out on top of Morningside. The score is 7-6. Into the ball game now, Corey Gaston. Coming out will be Trent Miller. Gaston averaging 4 points and 1.5 rebounds per ball game. Gaston is in there now for Morningside, a 6'3" junior out of McCook. So 7-6, Morningside can grab their first lead of the ball game with a field goal right here. Kevin Zaz has got it, drives it down the right side of the lane, bounce pass down low. That's Gaston. His shot is going to be partially deflected by Marvin. Picked back up by Gaston, and he loses the ball out of bounds. It was slapped out of his hands. So it'll be Morningside playing things in down in the corner on the right side. 7-6, Morningside trailing here in the ball game. Coming to the contest now for Hastings will be Jason States replacing Marvin. This is a matchup of the 10th-seeded Broncos and the 7th-seeded Mustangs here in this one, in the opening round of the GPAC tournament. The top five teams in the regular season got byes in the first round. Driving down the lane is Rudin. He misses the easy shot, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. States gets it away now to Lohman into the forecourt. Here's Dane Bacon. His shot is up there and in. Just inside the three-point ring, Dane Bacon comes off of the bench, and the former Kearney High Bearcat puts that baby down. 9-6 the score now. Hastings College with a lead. We're about 4.5 minutes into the ball game here from the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City. There's a pass to Zaz underneath the bucket. Comes out to Gaston, drives it down the lane, kicks it out on the right side. A three-pointer has been up there way off of the mark. No good by Schulze. Rebound comes down to Woolman for Hastings. Woolman down the far sideline. Reinwald has got it now. To Woolman. Here's Aaron Kane with the ball. Back to Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald cannot use a screen. Drives the ball to the hole himself. Puts it up there left-handed and scores. Reinwald with 5 points in the ball game. We've got a timeout. 14 minutes and 55 seconds to play here in the first half. We've got a timeout to score Hastings 11, Morningside 6.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, part of the community since 1946. We are the only member-owned financial institution in the area offering checking, savings, shares, auto or home loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Anyone that lives or works in the Hastings area can become a member. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
1230 KHAS.
All right, a much better start for Hastings College in this ballgame than when these two teams played during the regular season. Morningside got into a 31-8 lead against Hastings in that first meeting. The Broncos are working the ball inside, having some success, taking ball to the front of the rim, and the Broncos having a 5-point lead, 11-6 in the ballgame. As we check on the Hastings College women, Concordia has come back now to grab the lead over Hastings, 41-40. They're in the first couple of minutes of the second half, 41-40, Concordia with a lead over the Hastings College women. That ball game going on in Seward. 11-6 here in Sioux City. Morningside has got the ball. Schulze down on the baseline. Spins, cannot drive that baseline against Kane. Comes out now to Miller. Miller out to the top of the key to Zaz. Dribble penetration. Dumps it off to Hamilton. Now down low. Here's a shot taken by Gaston. No good. Rebound Hastings. And a foul is going to be called. Jason States got the rebound. And he was a foul on the play. It's going to go on Morningside. Schulte picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first and the first team foul on Morningside here in the ball game. We're down to the 14-24 mark. So Hastings comes back with the ball. The Broncos have a five-point lead, 11-6. Aaron Kane has got it at the top of the key. Moves it over here to Fletcher. He tries for the hole. His shot is up there. It's no good. Misses the bunny there as he takes it to the hole. And the rebound comes down to Storm Throne, who's into the ball game now for Morningside. Here's Trent Miller. Comes back outside. And a shot by Throne is going to be no good. Offensive rebound is taken down by Morningside. They get it over to Jake Hamburger. Now to the free throw line. And the former St. Cecilia Bluehawk puts it down through the hole. Jake Hamburger scores. Coming back the other way is Lohman. He drives for the hole. A big collision underneath the hole. And a foul is going to be called. It's going to be a blocking foul here on Storm Throne for Morningside. That's going to be his first. So after Hamburger hits the free throw line jumper there from Morningside, Lohman comes streaking back the other way. Takes it right to the hole for Hastings and draws the personal foul on Throne. So it's going to be Hastings shooting some free throws. This is Lohman going to the free throw line. He is 31 out of 32 on free throws this year. And his shot is up there. He misses that one. That's only his second miss this year. A 96% foul shooter for the Broncos from the free throw line. Here comes Marvin back into the ball game. Aaron Kane will come out. Hastings with a three-point lead, 11-8 with 13:50 to play here in the first half. Brady Lohman will toe the mark for his second shot. It's in the air. That one is good. That's the first point of the ball game for Brady. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Devin Manning, and going out will be Lohman. So the Broncos have a four-point lead, 12-8 at the 13:48 mark. And here comes Trent Miller back into the offensive zone. The throne out to Jake Hamburger now at the top of the key to Miller. Moves it over on the wing on the left side to Gaston. Feeds it inside. A lot of contact as Borchers tries to go up for the shot, and he's going to be hammered on the play. So Brian Borchers got the ball just to the left of the basket, and he's fouled on the play there by Devin Manning of Hastings. First foul on Manning. Going to the free throw line, Brian Borchers for Morningside. Borchers, a 66% foul shooter in the season, 86 for 130 from the free throw line this year, averaging 9 points per ball game, and his shot is up and in. Borchers, the first time around when these two teams played at the end of December, scored 8 points in the ball game against the Broncos. He had 16 on Saturday when Morningside beat Nebraska Wesleyan 78-64. Here comes the next shot by Borchers. It's up there and in. And Hastings' lead is now dwindled to 2 points. 12-10 is the score. And now Morningside applying a little bit of pressure here in backcourt. Devin Manning has got the ball. Back into the offensive zone on the far sideline. The Fletcher down his States. The Devin Manning down here on the baseline. Manning with his back to the basket has to get rid of it. Does so. Jason States on the wing. Hands it back to Manning. Circles around on the dribble. Back out here in 3 point territory. 13 on the shot clock. Nice pass down low. Fletcher goes for the hole and his shot is no good, but he's fouling the play. Nice pass by Manning. Takes it down to Fletcher, and he is hammered on the arm as he goes up for the shot. A foul is going to be whistled here on Corey Gaston of Morningside. That's going to be his first team foul, number three on the Morningside Mustangs. And going to the free throw line will be Fletcher. His shot is up there around the rim and down. Fletcher, an 85% foul shooter in the season. He's fifth in the conference. Fletcher is number four in the conference in scoring average at 14.9 coming into the ballgame here tonight. Next shot is up there. It's good. Fletcher nails a couple of free throws. The Broncos, the best free throw shooting team in the conference, hitting 76% of their foul shots. Hastings back out to a four-point lead, 14-10. Hamburger to Gaston at the free throw line. His shot no good. A couple of bodies hit the deck underneath the hole there, and the foul is going to go again on Hastings. Personal foul will go on the Broncos here at the 13:03 mark. That's going to go on Jason States. That's going to be his first non-shooting situation. That's the 15th foul on the Broncos here in the first half. Morningside will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Inbounds passing be intercepted. Intercepted here by Bacon. Comes back the other way to Manning. He drives for the hole, and he's going to be fouled from behind. Corey Gaston knocks down Devin Manning. That was a turnover on Morningside. That's their third of the ball game. And now Hastings will go to the free throw line here with 12:57 to play. As we're looking on the Hastings College women's basketball team, Concordia is out to a five-point lead now over Hastings, 45-40 in that ball game going on in Seward tonight in the opening round of the GPAC tournament. 45-40, Concordia with a five-point lead over Hastings. Devin Manning misses the free throw. Here comes Donovan Schultz into the ball game now for Hastings. Schultz is averaging 13.9 points and 5.3 rebounds per game. Next shot is up there by Manning, is up and good. So he hits one out of two, and the Broncos now have a five-point lead over Morningside here tonight. 15-10. Coming back the other way is going to be Trent Miller. Bounce pass comes over here to Throne. Two-handed pass goes to the far sideline to Hamburger for three. Shot good. Jake Hamburger, now with 5 points in the basketball game. He got his first start on Saturday against Nebraska Wesleyan. He did not start tonight, but he's been in there the last couple of minutes. There's a shot inside. It's up and in. Jake Marvin gets the field goal for Hastings. Jake having a good start to this ball game. He's got 6 points. Rudine with the ball. Comes out here to Trent Miller. Brings it back to Rudine. His pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. So Morningside will play things in. 12:24 to play here in the first half. Hastings College has got a 17-13 lead over the Mustangs here in the opening round of the GPAC postseason tournament. Pass comes way out between the rings now to Trent Miller. Hastings College is in a zone defense now. The Broncos were pretty effective with a zone the past two Saturdays. Driving to the hole. There is thrown there, and he takes it right to the hole and scores. Here's Hastings back the other way. Fletcher for three. Comes back and nails it from the far sideline. Derek Fletcher nails that baby from the right sideline. It is now 20-15. Driving back the other way and scoring is Trent Miller as he takes it to the hole. 20-17. Manning long pass down to four. Marvin can't handle it. It goes out of bounds. So the Broncos trying to keep the Morningside defense at bay there. They throw the ball away. They try to get behind that defense. That's the fourth turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. 20-17. And now the Mustangs can tie here with a three-point field goal. Trent Miller walks the ball up the floor here for the Mustangs. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. Miller drives the ball to the free throw line, down the left side of the lane, down in the corner. Here's a three-pointer put up there off of the front iron. No good. Rudine cannot find the range. Rebound comes down to Manning to the near sideline, out of Fletcher. Fletcher gets the ball here to a Devin Manning. Manning out here near the 10-second line, trying to get away. On the dribble, splits a couple of defenders, drives for the hole. His shot no good, and he's fouled into play. Another blocking foul inside. Going to go on Morningside as the Broncos keep attacking the basket here. The foul is going to go on the Mustangs. It's going to go on Kevin Zaz. That's going to be his first. And going to the free throw line now for Hastings is going to be Devin Manning. Manning with 1 point. He hit one of two free throws just a minute or so ago. His shot is up there this time. It's going to be no good. Into the ball game now for Morningside, Garth Hamilton. Hamilton comes in, and the Throne will come to the bench. Tobin Reinwald re-enters the ball game now for Hastings College. 11:25 to play here in the first half, 20-17. Hastings the lead. Next shot by Manning is going to be up there no good. So he misses a pair of free throws. And now Morningside has got the ball back here. Trent Miller brings it across the midcourt stripe, comes over here on the wing on the right side. And a foul is going to be called on Manning as he knocks down Kevin Zaz. So Devin Manning picks up his second personal foul. Here comes Lohman into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Manning. Team foul number six on the Broncos. Morningside has got five. 11:17 to play here in the first half, 20-17. Hastings College with a three-point lead. Now the officials calling a brief timeout here as they huddle. Now we're set to go as Morningside will play things in right in front of the Bronco bench just to our right. There's a Rudine with the ball. Gets it in now to Miller to Rudine behind his screen, covered up by Tobin Reinwald. To a Borchers, drives the ball to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound loose. It's picked up here by Rudine, and he's fouled in a play. Rudine picks it up on the bounce underneath the hole there. He's immediately fouled in a play as he tries to go up for the shot. It's going to go on Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald picks up personal foul number two, number seven on Hastings here in the ballgame. And going to the free throw line will be Rudine. He's got 2 points in the ballgame so far and a field goal. His shot is up there. It's good. He's a 61% foul shooter. And now it's 20-18. The Concordia women continue to lead in their ball game with Hastings, 51-48. They are playing in the second half down in Seward. It's 20-18 here. Hastings out on top. The second free throw is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. So here come the Broncos down the near sideline. Aaron Kane comes back to the center of the floor, stops inside the three-point circle. Bounce pass comes over here. Elbow, left side, Fletcher drives the ball, stops, throws up a little seven-footer. His shot no good. Kane had the rebound and lost it. It's picked up by Borchers. Borchers now to Trent Miller. Miller drives the ball down the lane, down in the corner, now to Rudine. He drives the baseline back out to the wing. Miller throws up a three and hits it. Trent Miller throws up a three ball, and Morningside comes back to grab the lead. 21-20 with 10:35 to play here in the first half, and now the ball is knocked out of bounds here on the near sideline. Hastings College will play things in. That's the first lead of the ball game for Morningside, 21-20 at the 10:35 mark of this first half. Broncos with the ball. Tobin Reinwald circles around, drives it into the paint, gives it away to Fletcher. His free throw line jumper is in and out, no good. Rebound Kane. Aaron's got it now for Hastings. Out to Woolman. His three ball is up there. It's good. Brady Woolman nails the three-pointer for Hastings. And the Broncos go back out on top. 23-21. Morningside has won 8 of the 11 meetings between these two teams. But Hastings doing battle here tonight in the first round of the GPAC tournament. Here's the Borchers. His shot is up there and in. They work the ball into the paint. The Borchers spun one way, then the other. And gets the field goal to go down. Now we're tied up at 23 points apiece with 9:55 to play. Broncos again driving for the hole, and a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Kevin Zaz for Morningside. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number, six on Morningside, so a non-shooting situation. Hastings College will play things in. Tyler Johnson comes into the ball game now for the Mustangs, replacing Kevin Zaz. So Fletcher will play things in underneath his own hole here. Gets it to Marvin. Down to Fletcher again on the baseline. Fletcher out to Marvin. Free throw line extended left side to Tobin Reinwald between the rings. Over on the right wing now with the basketball there is going to be Woolman. Woolman now to Reinwald. To Fletcher at the free throw line. Bounce pass deflected. Picked up by Marvin. Marvin has it tipped away. Gets it under control. Now to Fletcher. Back out to Marvin. 4-3. His shot is up there. Hits the front iron. No good. Got him for the rebound, and a foul is going to be called here on Kane. Aaron Kane going for the loose ball there. Has gone for the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's team foul number 8 on the Broncos. So we'll head to the end of the floor now, and this will be a one-and-one situation for the Mustangs. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. We're at the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City. The Broncos 23 and Morningside 23. Tyler Johnson to the line, 85% foul shooter. His shot is up there. It's good. Johnson averaging 5 points and 2.3 rebounds per ball game. A sophomore out of Council Bluffs, Abraham Lincoln High School. He'll get one more shot here. Gives Morningside the lead. Next one is up. It is good. So he buries a couple of free throws, and now Morningside has got a 25-23 lead over Hastings. So 9.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Broncos come back with the ball. Tobin Reinwald has got it down the dribble. Reinwald stops in the deep wing. Gets it away now to Marvin. Now to Reinwald. Drives the ball to the hole. Stops. Comes out of the wing. Now to Woolman. Takes the ball on the paint. Goes over on the right side to Kane. His old 12-footer is up there. No good. Rebound. Marvin. Foul shot is up there and in. Jake Marvin now with 8 points in the basketball game for Hastings. He had 18 the other day against Dakota Wesleyan. And the Broncos have come back to tie things up. 25 apiece. Here's a shot off of the short baseline. No good by Hamilton. Garf gets his own rebound. Goes into the opposite corner. Now to Johnson. Johnson now to Miller. Back out in three-point territory to Rudine. Rudine moves it down in the corner again to Tyler Johnson. Drives the baseline. Contact made, and a foul is called. Reinwald picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. So that's not good news for the Broncos. 8:47 to play here in the first half. And Tobin Reinwald has just picked up his third personal foul. And now Tyler Johnson to the free throw line for Morningside. States is going to check in for Hastings. And Dane Bacon is going to come in. Marvin is going to get a quick breather, and Reinwald is going to come out now, I assume, for the rest of the half. We're tied up at 25 points apiece, 8:47 remaining. Here in this first half from Sioux City is Tyler Johnson. Will toe the mark, and his shot is up there. The shot good. He'll get one more. That makes it 26-25 in favor of Morningside. Broncos were ready to inbound the ball there, but we have one more free throw from Tyler Johnson. Morningside with a one-point lead. And Tyler Johnson sets for his second one. It's up there. It's around the rim and down. Johnson now with four free throws here in the first half of Morningside with a 27-25 advantage. The Broncos come back with the basketball. Morningside with a little bit of pressure here in backcourt. Woolman steps it into the offensive zone. They're in a man-to-man defense. Driving for the hole is Kane. Contact made, and a foul is going to be called again. This foul is going to go on Schulze. Mitchell Schulze picks up his second personal foul. And now Aaron Kane goes to the free throw line for Hastings. Kane is a 61% foul shooter in the season, has not scored so far tonight. So now Aaron Kane, a 6'3" senior out of Colorado Springs, will toe the mark here for the Broncos, and his shot is up and in. Again, Hastings the best free throw shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this year, hitting 76% of their foul shots. They are number one in three-point shooting at 38% and number four on field goal percentage at 46%. Our problems have been defense all year long. The next shot is up there and in by Kane. The Broncos near the bottom in just about every defensive statistical category. We're tied up now at 27 points apiece. And here's Storm thrown going to the hole and scoring there for Morningside. Got it on the wing on the right side of the lane and took it right to the hole and scores. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Morningside back out on top, 29-27. Here's a Woman. Now a quick jump ball is called. Here on the near sideline of the wing. Throne got his hands in there, and a quick jump ball is called. Brady Woman doesn't like that one, but Hastings will take care of the ball. Here they'll play things in on the alternating jump. Aaron Kane gets it to Fletcher. Out here near the 10-second line, Morningside is in a man-to-man defense. Woman on the wing trying to get away here from Miller. And now we got a foul away from all the action. This one is going to go on Storm Throne for Morningside. That's going to be his second. We've seen a ton of personal fouls called already in this ballgame. In fact, 17 of them, to be exact. Fletcher goes to the free throw line for Hastings. He's got 5 points in the ballgame. Make it six as that one goes down through the hole. He's now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Hastings College women's basketball team has come back to grab the lead over Concordia. They are playing in the second half. It's now the Broncos 55 and Concordia 54. They're playing in the opening round ball game of the women's tournament here in the GPAC. Here comes the next shot by Fletcher. It's good. Hastings 29 and Morningside 29. Broncos have had as many as a 5 point lead so far here in the first half. Morningside is led by as many as 2. Here's Rudine with the ball on the wing on the left side. Comes out to Jake Hamburger, who's back into the ball game. Now to Johnson, takes the ball down on the dribble on the baseline. They work the ball around the three-point perimeter. Rudine has got it now to Trent Miller. Miller out to Borchers at the top of the key. He drives it to the basket. His shot is up there left-handed. No good. Ball is tipped under there, and Johnson grabs the ball. Tyler Johnson comes out to Trent Miller. Penetration out to Johnson for 3. Shot is good. Tyler Johnson throws up a 3. Morningside is 11th. Out of the 12 teams in the GPAC in three-point percentage. But Johnson knocks that one down from the left sideline, and now a traveling violation on Hastings. Working left side of the lane was Aaron Kane, and he's called for the traveling violation, and now Lance calls a timeout. Morningside has opened up a three-point lead over Hastings with 7 minutes and 21 seconds to play. So we got a timeout, 7:21 to play here in the first half. Morningside 32, Hastings 29.
Follow the Broncos, the Huskers, Hastings High, St. Cecilia, Adams Central, and area and state athletes and teams in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. To subscribe, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Click on HT Media for live streaming of sports events at Adams Central, St. Cecilia, Silver Lake, and Kennesaw. The Hastings Tribune is a proud supporter of this sports broadcast.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 7 minutes and 21 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings College had to lead the majority of the first 13 minutes or so. Morningside has now come back to grab a three-point advantage at 32-29. As we check in on the Hastings College women, it is now 56-55. Concordia has got the lead over Hastings College in the second half. So 56-55. There's under 9 minutes to play in that ballgame in Seward. So the Bronco women trying to move on in the GPAC tournament. They would head for Northwestern if they can pick up a win there tonight. The Hastings College men, if they win here tonight, we got a Thursday date with the second-seeded Sioux Falls Cougars on Thursday in Sioux Falls. Right now, Broncos are trailing, though, 32-29. Hastings with a man-to-man defense here. Morningside working in their offensive zone. Miller has got it. Two-handed pass goes down in the corner. That Johnson drives the baseline. Comes out now on the wing to Zaz. His shot is up and in. Kevin Zaz throws up his second three-pointer of the ball game. And now Morningside has got a 35-29 advantage over Hastings College here in the ballgame. So 35-29, their biggest lead of the contest. Hastings needs a bucket here. Cannot let Morningside get on these runs. There's a woman with the ball on the wing. Moves it down on the baseline. It's going to be Aaron Kane. Comes out to a woman now. Uses a Fletcher screen. Comes over on the wing on the left side to a Dane Bacon. Dribbles to the free throw line. Bacon has to get rid of it. Back with the basket. down to Marvin. Here's Woolman. Returns it back into Fletcher, or rather to Jason States, and the ball is picked up. Here comes Morningside back the other way. Hamburger goes for the basket, and his shot is going to be blocked out of his hands, but a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Hastings. So Jake Hamburger will go to the free throw line now for Morningside. 6:20 remaining here in the first half. That's the 10th team foul on Hastings. And Jake Hamburger to the free throw line now for the Broncos. Or rather for the Morningside Mustangs. He's got 5 points so far in the ball game. The foul is going to go on Bacon. That's going to be his first. So Hamburger to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. The former St. Cecilia Bluehawk now with 6 points in the ball game. He averages 4.2 on the season. The last time these two teams played, Hamburger scored 9 points against Hastings. So it's 36-29. Morningside now with their biggest lead of the ball game with 6:20 to play. Morningside is broken away from a 27-27 tie. Next shot is up there. It's good. So it's now 37-29. So Morningside right now is on a 10-2 run over Hastings. And now the Mustangs will apply some pressure here in backcourt. Hastings will bring the ball to the floor. Woolman down the far side, brings it back to the center of the floor. Picked up there by Tripp Miller of Morningside. Mustangs in a man-to-man defense. Woolman gets rid of it as he works the ball inside his States. Now to Devin Manning, drives the baseline. Contact made, no foul called. Back on top now. They get it to Bacon, now to Woolman. Now Manning mishandles the ball on the near sideline. Turnover number 6 on Hastings. The Broncos were getting the ball to the front of the rim in the first 13 minutes of this ball game, and all of a sudden that's pretty well closed down. And Hastings struggling a little bit offensively here. 37-29. Morningside is on a 10-2 run over Hastings here in the past couple of minutes. Bringing the ball back will be Trent Miller. Comes over on the wing on the right side to Kevin Zaz. Spins at the elbow. Puts up a shot over Woolman. It's going to be no good. Ball battered to the corner by Johnson. It's picked up by Woolman. He tries to save it off with a leg of Johnson. And did he get the job done? Yes, he did. Nice play over there. Brady Woolman leaving his feet and bops the ball off of the right leg of Johnson out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. Morningside will attack back here. They get the ball to the far sideline. Here comes Dane Bacon with the basketball. Leads it over here to Fletcher on the wing. Dribbles the ball to the free throw line. Stops there. Comes out to Bacon for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. Rebound comes down to Johnson. Outlet pass to Miller. Miller long pass into the lane. Grabbing the ball. Shooting and scoring is going to be Hamilton. And he's fouled with a play. Nice pass. It goes right into the lane to Garth Hamilton. And he is fouled with a play. Bacon picks up the personal foul. For Bacon, that's going to be his second. And now Morningside is out to a 10-point lead over Hastings. It is 39-29 with a free throw pending here from Garth Hamilton. This score was tied at 27. So a 12-2 run for Morningside here in the past couple of minutes, and Hamilton has a chance to add to that total right here. 73% foul shooter, and the shot is up there. It's good. Hastings in desperate need of a field goal right here. 40-29 with 5 minutes and 28 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Morningside again with some pressure back here. Bringing the ball back will be Derek Fletcher for Hastings. Brings it into the offensive zone against Hamburger. Bounce pass goes to the right sideline. Brady Woolman has got it. Woolman picked up there now by Hamburger as they switch out top. Woolman circles around. Borchers, rather Rudine, will now pick him up. Here's Dane Bacon with the ball. Gets it to Marvin. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Down in the corner now. That's Woolman. He drives the baseline. Jump pass goes over the far side. Kane grabs it, drives it to the hole, and scores. Aaron Kane scores there for Hastings. That's his first field goal. He's got 4 points. So that breaks a long drought there for the Hastings offense. Now 40-31, 4:48 to play here in the ball game in the first half. It's a Kevin Zaz with the ball back down in the corner on the left side. A three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Miller. But another offensive rebound to Hamilton. Back outside to Zaz. His three-pointer is no good. Hamburger tries to save it. Can't get to it, and it goes out of bounds. So Hastings College will come back the other direction. It's now a 40-31 ball game. Broncos will play things in here in backcourt. 4.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Hastings with the ball. Derek Fletcher has got it for the Broncos. Goes over to Kane, or rather to Dane Bacon. Now to Kane. Brings it back to Dane Bacon. Now to Woolman. Long pass goes inside to Fletcher. He grabs the ball. His shot is up and in. Derek right in front of the basket scores there. The Broncos working around the perimeter. And found Derek Fletcher, who's loose in the lane. He's now got 9 points in the ball game, and Hastings has now come back to score the last four. It's now 40-33. It's a 7-point lead. Here's Hamburger, picked up by Fletcher. Dix dumps it back out to Rudine. Works it around the 3-point circle now. trip. Miller has got it. Bounce pass goes inside. It's tipped away. The scramble is on. Fletcher has got it. Turnover on Morningside. Coming back the other way is Hastings. Dane Bacon. Lob pass goes to Marvin. His shot is up and in. Dane Bacon gets the assist. Marvin gets the field goal. Jake now with 10 points in the ball game, and it's 40-35. The Broncos weathered that Morningside run, and now they got a little mini run of their own. There's a shot from the deep right corner that's going to be no good there by Zaz. Rebound comes down to Hastings, and a foul is going to be called. A personal foul here is going to be called on Morningside, a rebounding foul on Hamilton. That's going to be his first. So 3 minutes and 31 seconds to play. It is now 40-35. Morningside has got a five-point lead over Hastings. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Jake Marvin. Marvin has got 10 points in the ball game on five field goals. As we check in on the women's game, it's 61-58. Concordia has got a three-point lead now over Hastings. They're in the final minutes of that ball game in Seward. So Jake Marvin to the free throw line for Hastings. Dips to the knees, throws it up there. The shot good. Marvin is 74% foul shooter in the season. He's already got 11 points here in the ball game for Hastings. He's leading the Broncos in scoring to this point. It's now 40-36. The Broncos sneaking back into this one. Here comes the next shot by Marvin. It's good. So Jake with 12 points in the ball game. It's 40-37. Hastings has scored the last 8 points here in this ball game. Here's Trent Miller with the ball. Miller works it left to right across the top of the key. Gets it to Hamilton. Now back inside. That's going to be Borchers. Down to Hamilton. The shot's going to be blocked down and a foul is called. Marvin goes up, but a foul is going to be called on Jake. That's going to be his first. And Hamilton will go to the free throw line now for Morningside. Hamilton, a big boy, 6'8", a junior out of Lincoln East. Averaging 13 points per ball game. In fact, he's their leading scorer on this ball club. 73% foul shooter. He's got 3 points so far in this ball game. The shot is up there, and the shot is good. That makes the score 41-37 in favor of Morningside with 3:17 to play here in this first half. Garth Hamilton will have one more. The shot is up there. It's going to be good. So it's now 42-37. Morningside with a five-point lead. Broncos trying to bring the ball up the floor. It's going to be tipped away. It is picked up here by Rudine. Gets it inside down to Borchers, and the shot is up and in. The Broncos turn the ball away, trying to bring the ball up the floor against the Morningside pressure. 44-37 is the score now. Morningside with a seven-point lead. Here comes Fletcher now with the ball. 3 minutes to play here in the first half from the Alley Gymnasium. We're in Sioux City tonight with Bronco basketball. Fletcher, bounce pass goes to the far sideline. With the ball over there is going to be Aaron Kane. Has to get rid of it. Comes out to Fletcher now near the midcourt stripe there on the far sideline. Fletcher looking for some advice from the coaching staff. Now penetrates, takes it to the top of the key. Moves it over to Woolman. Woolman now to Dane Bacon. Dane Bacon circles around, cuts it down the lane, and a foul is going to be called. Bacon will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. And the foul is going to be called on Borchers. That's going to be his first. So 2.5 minutes to play. Going to the free throw line is going to be Bacon. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. He's now got 3 points in the basketball game, 44-38. Hastings now down by 6 points, 2 minutes and 33 seconds to play. Second shot is up there. It is good. 44-39. Here's Tripp Miller with the ball now for Morningside. They get it to Rudine. Dribbles down the lane, puts up a little seven-footer. Shot is up and in. Rudine now with 5 points in the ball game, 46-39. 2:18 to play here in the first half. Again, pressure by the Mustangs here in backcourt. Hastings will play things in. Here they come up the floor. It's going to be Aaron Kane with it down on the near sideline, down in the corner to Fletcher. Takes the ball under the paint. Jump pass comes out to Woolman on the wing. His three-pointer is up there, no good. Kane grabs the rebound. Aaron down here on the sideline, then calls the timeout as he was forced out of bounds here by Morningside. So Hastings, wisely enough, calls the timeout and saves the possession. We'll take a break. 1:59 to play here in the basketball game in the first half. The score is Morningside 46, Hastings 39.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
1230 KHAS.
We just got word that Concordia has beaten Hastings tonight in women's college basketball 61-58. As the Concordia beats Hastings tonight in women's college basketball down in Seward, so the Broncos' season is over. As far as the women are concerned, they lose tonight 61-58 to the Concordia Bulldogs. Hastings College men trailing here 46-39. Broncos will play things in. Marvin spins toward the baseline, goes up with a shot, left-handed. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Morningside. Here come the Mustangs back with the ball. Trent Miller on the dribble, comes out between the rings now to Tyler Johnson. Johnson now to Rudin. Out to Trent Miller. Dribbles down the lane. Tries to dump it away. It's going to be tipped away, and it's going to be picked up by Hastings. A turnover in the Mustangs. The Broncos come back the other way. Fletcher with the ball here on the wing. Lob pass goes cross-court. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Rudin. That's the eighth turnover on Hastings. 90 seconds to play here in the first half. The Broncos trailing 46-39. Out on top, Tyler Johnson with the ball. Johnson comes over to Trent Miller. Miller dribbles against the Bronco man-to-man now. Here's Rudin with the ball. Dribble penetration. Comes back out to Miller for three. A shot from the top of the key. No good. Rebound comes down to Dane Bacon. Down to Fletcher. Into the forecourt. His shot is going to be no good. A quick shot taken there by Derek. And the rebound comes down to Morningside. Jeff Sponder is into the ball game now. A 6'7"-inch freshman out of Sioux City, Iowa. So Sponder now into the ball game for the Mustangs. Under a minute to play here in this first half. 46-39. Morningside has got the lead. They've got the basketball. Trent Miller, free throw line extended right side. Gets it to the top of the key. Now to Rudin. Rudin now to Johnson. Dribble penetration. Throws up a 12-footer. It's going to be no good, and he's hacked on the arm with 40 seconds to play. A foul is going to go on Dane Bacon. That's going to be his third. So now Bacon and Reinwald, each with three personal fouls here in the first half. 10 fouls plus on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line will be Tyler Johnson. For Morningside, he has got 7 points in the basketball game so far. He's 4-for-4 from the free throw line. So it's 46-39. Morningside has got the lead. Shot from the line is going to be no good. He'll get one more. Into the ball game now for Morningside will be Jake Hamburger. And coming out is going to be Michael Olchin, who was in there briefly for the Mustangs. Going back to the free throw line will be Johnson. A 7-point lead for Morningside. Next shot is up there. It is good. So Johnson hits 1 out of 2. It's now 47-39. Hastings had a 5-point lead here in the first half. And this is the biggest lead of the ball game now for Morningside at 8 points. Hastings back with the ball. Lohman has got it as he works against Miller. Goes over to Fletcher on the right sideline. Fletcher behind his screen. Comes out between the circles now to Aaron Kane. Brings it back to Lohman. Lohman dribbling out here near the 10-second line. We're down to 17 seconds to play. Lohman works against Johnson. Bounce pass goes to Marvin. Lobs it down low. Fletcher grabs the ball on the baseline. Kicks it back out to Lohman for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Rudin from Morningside. Rudin clears it away. Now to Miller. Miller gets it into the forecourt to Johnson. Is stopped with three. Is off of the mark. No good. And that is the end of the first half of play. So Hastings got off to a much better start here in the ball game tonight than their first meeting between these two teams, but Morningside has come back to grab the lead at halftime. The score is Morningside 47, Hastings College 39. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
You've had an
accident? Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington, Hastings, or online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
1230 KHAS.
At halftime, 47-39, Hastings College trailing Morningside. Here in the opening round of the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament tonight. Shooting numbers in the first half, Hastings hitting 50% of their field goals. They actually outshot Morningside here in the first half. The Broncos were 12 out of 24 for 50%. Morningside 14 out of 33 for 42%. The Broncos 3 out of 8 on three-pointers for 37%. Morningside was 5 out of 16 for 31%. Hastings hitting 12 out of 16 from the free-throw line for 75%, and Morningside was 14 out of 18 for 77%. Rebounds are even at 17 apiece. The Broncos have turned the ball over 8 times so far here in the basketball game. Morningside has got a total of 6 turnovers. So statistically, Hastings going right nose-to-nose with Morningside, but they're trailing in the ball game here by a score of 47-39. The Broncos with no block shots in the first half. They've got 3 steals. Morningside with no blocks and 4 steals. The Broncos are trailing in the ball game 47-39. Hastings got off to a good start here tonight, got out to a 15-10 lead. Morningside came back to grab their first lead at 21-20. We were tied up at 23, tied up at 25, and tied up at 27. That's when Morningside went on a 13-2 run. They go out on top by a score of 40-29. The Broncos, however, countered that with 8 straight points of their own to pull within 3 points at 40-37, and it's that way right now. That's a 47-39 as Morningside has got the lead over Hastings College here at halftime. Scoring-wise for Hastings, Jake Marvin leading the way so far. He's got 12 points in the basketball game. Marvin has knocked down 5 out of 8 shots, and he's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Marvin leading the way with 12. Derek Fletcher has got 9 points in the ball game. Fletcher has hit 1 3-pointer and a 2-pointer, and he's 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. The other scores for Hastings in the first half, we see Tobin Reinwald has got 5. Dane Bacon has got 4. Brady Lohman has got 4. Aaron Kane has got 4. Devin Manning has got 1. Tobin Reinwald and Dane Bacon, each with 3 personal fouls in the first half. Tyler Johnson off of the bench to score 8 points for Morningside in the first half. Jake Hamburger has got 7. Kevin Zaz has got 7 points. 6 for Brian Borchers. 5 points for Danny Rudine. 5 points for Garth Hamilton. And 4 for Storm Throne here in the first half. Again, Hastings College has got a deficit to make up here. It's 47-39 at halftime. Morningside with a lead. Again, the Hastings College women's basketball team losing tonight to Concordia by the score of 61-58. 61-58, Hastings College women losing to Seward here tonight. We see Dort has got a 29-21 lead over Dakota Wesleyan. That is a halftime score as well. So 47-39, our score here in men's competition from the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City. Coming up, we've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week, and then we'll join Tyson Urbronik with Hastings College Spotlight, the second half just minutes away. Going to score here at halftime. It's Morningside 47, Hastings College 39. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for several reasons. We have made a commitment to offer competitive loan and deposit rates and to proudly have the best customer service in Hastings. With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you. Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see firsthand why Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete of the Week, brought to you by T&L Irrigation. The choice is simple. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered T&Ls you've been looking at.
For a need-free T&L pivot system, call your T&L dealer today.
Stop at T&L Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your T&L dealer.
Your KHAS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is senior basketball star Jason States from North Platte. He is a pre-med major with a 3.5 GPA. On the court, he is a two-year varsity player for the Broncos. He has played in 24 games this year, averaging 2 points a game and 1.5 rebounds. He shoots 51% from the floor and is 15 of 20 from the free throw line. Jason States was an NAIA Scholar Athlete in the 2009-2010 season. The KHAS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each week by T&L Irrigation, proudly supporting the athletics and academics in our society.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, part of the community since 1946. We are the only member-owned financial institution in the area offering checking, savings, shares, auto or home loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Anyone that lives or works in the Hastings area can become a member. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHAS. We are at halftime here at the Hastings College basketball game. Tyson Nevronik with you. Joining me this evening, we have two gentlemen from the Hastings College golf team. It's Riley Fitzsimmons and Andy Primavera. And guys, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Yeah, glad we could have you.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for letting us come.
You bet. Well, what I wanted to talk just a little bit about what the golf team is here doing outside the links. You guys are really reaching out and doing a lot for the community. And let's first just take a little bit of time to just talk about some of the community service projects you guys have been doing. Andy, we'll start with you. I know that you talked about you guys are going around and kind of teaching some of the local kids about the game.
Yeah, we're going to, along with Hank Heaney, the professional golf pro out at Lachlan, we're going to the elementary schools for like second and third grade gym classes. And a couple times a week, we taught them about the game of golf.
Riley, from your standpoint, what was that like being able to teach someone that might not have any kind of idea about the game and teach them a little bit about the game that you guys both love?
I'll tell you what, it's really interesting. It is very interesting. Some of these kids are, this is the first time they picked up a golf club in their life. Introducing the kids, I know Andy and I, at a young age, we learned the game from our parents or someone who gave us a golf club, and I feel really fortunate, and maybe when they grow up and they start picking up the game, go out and play on the weekends with their parents, they'll think back, hey, I'm glad these college kids took time out of their busy lives to come help us out.
Andy, we'll just kind of go back to you, talk a little bit about golfing in general. Some very nice weather here the last couple of days.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys get out to get a chance to enjoy some of that on the golf course?
We didn't. I know that like with the frost and the golf course, we couldn't get out there, but we were hitting on our practice field as much as we could because we're just like inching to get back on the golf
Correct.
Course.
We're starting to get that cabin fever to get out of the apartment, get back in on the golf course, and get in mid-season form quick.
From your standpoint, Andy, what's it like being it kind of in the off season here, but still going out and just being a part of the community?
Well, it's nice. It's not quite when we're practicing every single day. You kind of have some lull times where you just go back to your apartment, and then the next thing you have to do is study. So I'm glad to get back on the golf course, but it's also great stepping outside, because in our off season we do work with the kids at the elementary schools and the gym classes. It's nice to still be around golf, even though we're not playing it.
Right. And I guess when you're doing these programs, the community service programs with the kids, obviously with, you know, like you mentioned with the frost and everything, you probably can't get them out on the course. Mm-hmm. How do you go about teaching them that way?
I think it's just fundamentals. I mean, just the stance, the grip. Lloyd McIntyre he's really great with kids. It's a really great thing to have him as our assistant golf coach. He does so much for our team and so much in the community. Just teaching the kids the stance, the grip. Start off with a little chipping, then just go into the full swing and just the beginning fundamentals. Just you don't want to get too complicated with these kids because you realize their attention span, they're a little smaller kids. So whatever they can take out of that lesson, stance, grip, that's great.
And what we use for the actual golf clubs at the gyms, we use tennis balls as the actual golf clubs or golf balls. Mm-hmm. And as the golf clubs, we just use short plastic clubs.
So, yeah, and you can get the fundamentals that way as well. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Okay. I wanted to also highlight a little bit something that's coming up here in the early part of March, the pancake feed. And Riley, why don't you just tell us a little bit what's going on here?
Correct, yeah. We have our fourth annual Hastings College Golf Pancake Feed and Silent Auction. It is going to be Sunday, March 6th from 8:30 in the morning to 2 p.m. We're going to be having pancakes, sausage, juice. We have a silent auction, some great silent auction items this year, and a raffle. I'll quick run over some of the silent auction items. We have Golf Fort Lachlan Country Club, cart and range included, 6 months wine club membership. We have a custom Scotty Cameron putter, baked goods once a year, hand-blown glass by Tom Krieger, which he does some excellent work, Southern Hills gift cards, and for our raffle items, we have a 40-inch LCD TV Toshiba, provided by Precision Heating and Cooling, Heating and Air, excuse me, and a Hastings College Pink Hoofer golf bag.
Now, what's the money raised at this pancake feed go back towards?
The money raised for this pancake feed goes pretty much to the golf team. It is very expensive for the trips. I mean, we stay in very nice hotels. Our coach, Roger Dorr, puts us up for the evenings, gives us spending money for food and gas, and just entry fees for the tournaments are very expensive. And we're very fortunate to have a coach like him to put us up in very nice hotels and give us money to eat.
And once again, when is this all
going
to be going on?
This is going to be going on Sunday, March 6th from 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay. And where's that at?
It is at the Barrett Alumni Center on the Hastings College campus over by Bronco Village Apartments.
Okay. Well, Andy, just one more question before we let you guys go here on the Hastings College Spotlight. You've been working with the kids here in the off season, mm-hmm. Part of the community outreach program. I would trust that you guys have been pretty good teachers of the game with just the fundamentals. Anything you can teach me about the game of golf would be great. In particular, just in general, keeping it on the fairway?
In general, keep it on the fairway. Well, I'm one of those people as if you're not falling over when you're swinging, you're not swinging hard enough. So always swing hard.
Okay. Well, guys, once again, I appreciate you guys coming on the Hastings College Spotlight program. Always a joy to talk with some of the students and get their perspective. And always nice to see that you guys are going out and helping the community as well.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Hastings College Spotlight has been brought to you by Hastings Federal Credit Union, serving the financial needs of people who live or work in the Hastings area. Stay tuned because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 a.m. KHAS Radio.
Love smoked barbecue? Then you'll love the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe. Your mouth will tingle once it indulges in the juicy, slow-smoked and roasted brisket, baby back ribs, chicken, or pork with delicious sides like steakhouse coleslaw, oven-roasted baked beans, and other delicious sides and desserts. For dine-in, carry-out, or drive-thru, satisfy your barbecue appetite at the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe, 2215 North Kansas Avenue, across from the Dairy Queen, next to Express Mart in Hastings. We're smoking.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at the Alley Gymnasium. We are in Sioux City here tonight. Bronco basketball and 1230 KHAS. Hastings trailing Morningside. Opening round of the GPAC postseason tournament, 47-39 here at the break. Rebounds, I mentioned before, 17-17. Jake Marvin has got three to lead Hastings College. Jason State's also with three rebounds. Leading the way from Morningside, Brian Borchers, he's got three. Tyler Johnson has got three. Jake Marvin leading the Broncos in scoring. He's got 12 points in the ball game, and 8 points for Tyler Johnson for Morningside. Hastings trailing 47-39 here at halftime. Hastings College women tonight losing to Concordia in the first round of the GPAC tournament, 61-58. That ball game in Seward. So the Broncos are done for the year. The record at 12 wins and 18 losses. Grand Island Central Catholic in boys basketball has beaten Central City tonight in the opening round of the sub-district tournament, 47-31 up at Hastings High. Giltner also winning tonight in boys play, 67-40 over Spalding Academy. So Morningside will have the opening possession here in the second half. Mustangs will shoot to our basket to our left as Rudine comes out here. They work it around the three-point circle. Hastings in a man-to-man defense down on the baseline. That's going to be tipped out of bounds. Lohman tips the ball out of bounds there for Hastings. So it'll be Morningside playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Just underway here in the second half. 47-39 is the score. Hastings led by as many as 5 points there in the first half. Morningside had an 11-point lead. And right now it is 8 at 47-39 as we start this second half. Miller bounce pass goes inside, and now we got a foul called. We saw a ton of fouls in the first half. In fact, a ton of free throws. We had 34 free throws between the two teams in the first half. Another personal foul called here. We had 23 fouls called between the two teams. So Morningside will play things in. Garth Hamilton has got it. Comes out on top now to Kevin Zaz. Over on the wing to Trent Miller. Drives around Fletcher. Goes to the basket and scores. Trent Miller scoring there for Morningside. He's now got 7 points in the ball game. And Morningside is out to a 10-point lead now at 49-39. Broncos come back in their offensive scoring zone. That's going to be Woolman with the ball down the near sideline. Bounce pass on the high post. Marvin, turnaround jumper is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Morningside. Coming back the other way is Hamilton. It gets the ball to Rudine, and his shot is up and in. Rudine now with 7 points in the ball game, and now Lance wants to call a timeout. So just like that, Morningside comes out and scores four quick points here, and the Broncos all of a sudden find themselves down by 12 points, 57 seconds into the second half. We've got a timeout, 19:03 to play in the ball game. It's now Morningside 51, Hastings 39.
It's not too late to get in on the best deal in the area. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $55 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the rest of the academic year. A Crimson Connection membership admits you to all men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling, baseball, and softball contests for the rest of the school year. This same membership also gets you into Hastings College cultural events, including theater productions, band concerts, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $55 for your entire family through next June. Call 461-7327 to join now.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 19:03 to play here in the ballgame. Morningside has now opened up an 11-point lead over Hastings, 51-39. Fletcher has got the ball, lobs it inside, grabbing the ball. There's Marvin. It's supposed to be blocked down. Blocked down by Rudine, and the ball is recovered here by Morningside. Mustangs come back the other direction. Trent Miller has got the ball now for Morningside. 51-39. Mustangs with the lead. Miller dribbles left to right across the top of the key, tries to come here to Rudine. Nearly threw away, but it's picked up here by Rudine. Now to Kevin Zaz. Zaz to Rudine over the far sideline. Now to Miller. Dribbles to his right. Reverses the ball. Gets it to Rudine. Dribbles inside. Gets it away. Now to Kevin Zaz. All alone underneath the basket. Basket to Borchers, and his shot is up and in. Brian Borchers scores. It's now 53-39. Morningside has opened up 14-point lead over Hastings. Marvin zigzags down the lane, and now we got a foul called as Marvin lost control of the ball and goes out of bounds. A foul is going to be called here on Rudine of Morningside. That's going to be his first. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Hastings playing things in underneath their own basket. Trailing now by 14 points at 53-39. Morningside has scored the first 6 points here in the second half. Here's Aaron Kane. His shot is up and in. Aaron Kane works loose down on the baseline and scores. That's now 53-41. Mustangs have the lead. Trent Miller with the ball. Miller goes over in the far sideline to Zaz. Zaz hands it away down to Borchers. They reverse the ball. They come over here on the wing on the left side. That's going to be Rudine. Dribbles once. Comes down to Zaz. Holds it. Comes up on the wing to Hamilton. Dumps the ball inside to Borchers. Wheels in the lane. His shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Kane. Aaron Kane has got the rebound for the Broncos down the far sideline. It's open Reinwald. Reinwald behind his screen. Drives it to the free throw line. Stops. His shot is going to be deflected, and it's going to be picked up here. Picked up back the other way is Miller. Long pass down to four as they get the ball to Borchers, and he lays it in. Here's Fletcher, and he comes back the other way and throws the ball out of bounds. And again, Lance is going to burn a timeout here. So Lance has burned two timeouts in the first 2.5 minutes of the second half. Morningside has opened up a 14-point lead now over Hastings. 17:28 to play. Here in the ball game, we'll take a break with a score of Morningside 55, Hastings 41.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boris Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. New Mohawk products are arriving at Boris Floors, and you can get sale prices on the new Mohawk carpet, tile, laminate, and wood, plus discounts on the current Mohawk line of floor products. Now is the time to save on Mohawk Carpet at Boris Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 46-FLOOR. That's 463-5667. Boris Floors in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College women's basketball team losing to Concordia tonight, 61-58. So the Broncos season is over at 12-18. Dort is out on top of Dakota Wesleyan in women's play, 47-38. Next round of the GPAC tournament going to be played on Thursday. The winner of this ball game will move on to play the University of Sioux Falls. The Cougars, the second-seeded team, behind Northwestern, who won the regular season championship in both the men's and women's side of things here this year. So now Morningside has opened up a 55-41 lead over Hastings. They've outscored the Broncos 8-2 to begin in the second half. Atlanta has burned a couple of timeouts here in the first 2.5 minutes since intermission. Trent Miller will inbound the ball now, and Miller will get her back here as he comes up the floor for Morningside. Bounce pass goes on the high post now. That's going to be Garth Hamilton with the ball. Squares around, works it against Marvin. Now gives it to Trent Miller over here on the wing on the right side. Miller out to Hamilton. Bounce pass goes in the lane. It's going to be poked away, and a foul is going to be called. Aaron Kane picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. So two fouls now on Kane. That's going to be the second team foul on Hastings here in the second half. No free throws. That's going to be Morningside playing things in. Here comes Hamburger back into the ball game now for Morningside. And Tyler Johnson. Johnson had a good first half. He scored 8 points. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Manning replacing Reinwald. 55-41. The Broncos are down by 14 points. This is the biggest lead of the ball game for the Stangs. Johnson will play things in to Hamilton from the elbow. His shot is up there and in. Garth Hamilton now with 7 points in the ball game, and things are starting to slip away from the Broncos. It is 57-41, a 10-2 run now for Morningside to start this second half. There's a Woman with the ball on the dribble, comes over to Trevor Haltmeyer, who's into the ball game now. Haltmeyer gets it away to Fletcher. Entry pass, they work it inside to Marvin. Bounces off of one defender, goes up with a shot, it's good, and he's fouled. Jake Marvin gets the field goal to go down, and he's fouled in the play. Marvin now with 14 points in the ball game for the Broncos. The first personal foul called on Morningside here in the second half. This one will go on Hamilton. That's going to be his second. So it's now 57-43. The Broncos down by 14 with 16:45 to play. Marvin to the line. His shot is up there. It's off the front iron. No good. He's now 2 of 3 from the free throw line tonight. And the rebound comes down to Borchers. Borchers gets it away now to Miller. So Hastings is down by 14 points. Here's a Borchers at the free throw line. Kicks it out here to Hamburger. Dribble penetration. Comes over here to the left side to Miller. Miller behind his screen. Gets away. Now drives the ball to the hole. Bounce pass comes out here on the wing on the right side to Borchers. He angles toward the basket. His shot's going to be blocked down by Marvin. Jake grabs the ball on the baseline. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Manning. He drives for the hole. His shot is no good, and he's fouled. Getting back there for Morningside. Committing the foul is going to be Miller. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 2 on the Mustangs here in the second half. And now Devin Manning goes to the free throw line for Hastings. Manning has got just 1 point tonight. He has 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. 66% foul shooter in the season. And his shot is up there. He misses that one. Hastings in the first half connected on 12 out of 18. Actually, 12 out of 16 from the free throw line. Morningside was 14 out of 18. It's 57-43. Morningside has got a 14-point lead over the Broncos after leading at halftime by 8. Next shot is up there. Manning misses that one, and the rebound comes down to Johnson. So Manning misses a pair of free throws, and now Morningside has got the ball back. Trent Miller out here in three-point territory for the Stangs as he works against Derek Fletcher. Hastings still in a man-to-man defense. Here's a Gaston with the ball, who's back in the ball game now for Morningside. On the right wing, Trent Miller. Two-handed pass comes to the near side to Gaston. Takes the ball down on the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Haltmeyer fell down defensively, but Gaston cannot get the shot to go down. Haltmeyer's got it back now offensively. Now to Manning. Jump pass out to Fletcher. Moves it left side to Woolman. His shot for three is good. Brady Woolman buries a three-pointer from the left side. Left sideline. He's now got 7 points in the ball game. Hastings back within 11. 57-46. Johnson with the ball. Out on top now to Jake Hamburger. The former St. Cecilia Blue Hawk with 7 points so far in the ball game. There's a pass down on the baseline. It's going to be picked off. Turnover on Morningside. That's their seventh in the ball game. And now Manning is going to be hit with a palming violation. He had it on the deep wing on the right side. He's going to drive it to the hole. He's whistled for the palming violation. 9 turnovers on Hastings, 7 on Morningside, 57-46. Hastings down by 11 points. 15 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the ball game here from Sioux City. Trip Miller with the ball now for Morningside. Comes over to Gaston behind his screen. Out to Hamilton, now to Johnson. To the right sideline. They work the ball over there to Trent Miller. Now to Hamilton. Grabs the ball. Drives it down the lane. His shot no good. Rebound Marvin as it tipped away. Goes to the far sideline and it's out of bounds. And into the fourth row of the bleachers was Corey Gaston from Morningside going after the loose ball. Donovan Schultz comes into the ball game now for Hastings replacing Marvin. So 15 minutes and a second to go here in this second half. Hastings is trailing by 11, 57-46. And the Broncos will inbound here in backcourt. Morningside beat Hastings earlier this year, 82-62. Here's Fletcher down the near sideline to get it to Manning. Manning hesitates. Top of the three-point circle. Now drives it inside and draws a personal foul. It's going to go here on Mitchell Schulze. That's going to be his third. So he becomes the first Morningside Mustang that reaches foul trouble here. And now Manning goes to the free throw line. It's been anything but charity here in this ball game. 1 out of 6 for Devin Manning at the free throw line. He'll have a 1-1 or 2-shot foul here for Devin. His first shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. He'll have a 2-shot foul here as he's mauled in the act of shooting. Danny Rudine comes back into the ball game now, replacing Trent Miller. It's a 10-point lead for Morningside, 57-47 with 14:57 to play. And here comes the next shot by Devin Manning. Looks up there, and it goes short. Barely draws iron, and the rebound comes down to Corey Gaston. So a 10-point lead. Morningside has got the ball. Rudine has got it. Dribbles left to right across the top of the key. Goes over to Hamburger. Hamburger to the far sideline now. To Corey Gaston. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles behind the screen. Now drives it down the lane. Spins. We got a traveling violation. A lot of company there in the lane that time. And a whistle for a traveling violation. That's 8 turnovers now in Morningside. So Hastings College has got the ball back here, trailing by 10 points in the ball game, 57-47. Fletcher inbounds the ball to Lohman. Hustles into the forecourt. Lohman over to Donovan Schulze. Shot for three. Buries it from the left side. Donovan Schulze, his first field goal of the ball game, and Hastings back to within 7 points at 57-50. The Broncos have scored the last 9 points here in the basketball game. We've got a timeout, Morningside. 14:29 to play in the ball game. It's now Morningside 57, Hastings 50.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Concordia beat the Hastings College women's basketball team tonight 61-58. The Broncos led at halftime 38-36, but could not hold on. Concordia moves on to face second-ranked Northwestern on Thursday night. The Bulldogs winning over Hastings tonight 61-58, so the Broncos wrap up their year at 12-18. Grand Island Central Catholic in high school basketball. The boys beating Central City tonight 47-31. Giltner a winner in sub-district play tonight. The Hornets over Spalding Academy on the score of 67-40. 57-50 here. Hastings is back to within 7 points, and now we've got an official's timeout here. Brady Lohman is, I think he got hit in the nose down here on the baseline, and he's got a bloody nose. They're going to have to tend to him right to the left of the basket down here on the baseline. So 14 minutes and 21 seconds to play. I think Brady Lohman took a shot in the nose here. And he's got to be 10-2 down here. And we've got another injury timeout. We'll take another break. 14-21 to play in the ball game. It's Hastings trailing Morningside. It's the Mustangs 57, Hastings 50.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, part of the community since 1946. We are the only member-owned financial institution in the area offering checking, savings, shares, auto or home loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Anyone that lives or works in the Hastings area can become a member. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
1230 KHAS.
So Brady Lohman is going to be taken into the locker room now, and there's a lot of blood down here on the baseline. It's going to have to be properly cleaned up down here, so we're going to have a slight pause there with 14 minutes and 21 seconds to play in the ball game. For Brady Lohman, who's got 7 points for us so far tonight, is now in the locker room for Hastings College. He took a shot down there on the baseline. Ironically, no foul was called down there. Brady Lohman has been taken into the locker room with a lot of blood coming from his nose here. Tobin Reinwald has already got 3 personal fouls for Hastings. Dane Bacon has got 3, and now Brady Lohman is in the locker room for the Broncos still with about 3 quarters this second half yet to play. The Dort women are out on top of Dakota Wesleyan 53-47. They got about 5 minutes to play in their ball game tonight. Hastings College losing to Concordia 61-58 in women's college play. The other men's games going on tonight in the opening round of the GPAC tournament. Doan is playing at Mount Marty tonight. That was a 7 o'clock tip. Hastings here against Morningside, and in Midland is scheduled to play at Concordia in an 8 o'clock ball game. The other first-round games on the women's side of things, besides that Hastings-Concordia matchup, which had the early start, Midland is playing at Doan and Dakota Wesleyan playing at Dort here tonight. And the next round of the GPAC tournament is going to be played on Thursday. Then they'll go on Saturday with the semifinals. Then championship day is scheduled for next Tuesday across the GPAC. As they're still mopping up down there on the baseline with Brady still in the locker room here for Hastings College. So we'll take another timeout here. 14-21 to play in the basketball game. It's Morningside 57, Hastings 50.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends. Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Sideline from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, they got things taken care of down there on the baseline. Brady Lohman still in the locker room. 14-21 to play here in the ballgame. Hastings is down by 7 points, 57-50. Morningside with the ball spinning toward the hole. That foul is going to be called. Morningside had it just to the right of the bucket there as they got the ball into Borchers. He spun it in the lane, and he's going to be fouled immediately there by the Broncos. Donovan Schultz picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 4 on Hastings. So going to the free throw line, check that. Team foul number 2 on Hastings. Morningside has got 4 fouls. To the free throw line will be Borchers. Their shot is up there. It's going to be good. He's now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. He's got 11 points in the ball game here for Morningside. He had only 8 the last time these two teams played. Had 16 on Saturday, though, when Morningside beat Nebraska Wesleyan 78-64. Next shot is up there is good, so he buries a pair of free throws. 59-50, Morningside holding on to a 9-point lead here over Hastings. Here's a Tobin Reinwald into the ball game now for Hastings. He drives it to the basket, dumps it away. Underneath the basket, his shot is up and in. Donovan Schultz scores there for Hastings. So Donovan's come off the bench to hit a 3 and a 2. That was an assist chalked up there for Tobin Reinwald. Here's a long-range three-pointer put up there, and a big bucket there by Kevin Dawes. He's now got 10 points in the ball game, 3 three-pointers in the ball game, and Morningside has got a 10-point lead, 62-52. Tobin Reinwald here on the near sideline, hands it away. Dane Bacon circles around, goes to Fletcher, 4-3. His shot is up there. It's off of the mark, no good. Zahns grabs the rebound for Morningside, and he comes down out of bounds. He was kind of hit from behind there by Manning and knocked him out of bounds. No foul was called. The Morningside crowd don't like that one, and Hastings College will play things in. The Morningside turnover, that's 9 turnovers now in the Stangs. 62-52, Morningside with a 10-point lead. 13:30 to play here in the contest. Devin Manning with the ball, holds it here on the wing on the right side. He's picked up there by Trent Miller. Comes over here to Fletcher, two-handed pass, comes out on top. Bacon for a long three, his shot no good. Schultz with a rebound for Hastings. Donovan dribbles down in the corner on the left side. Comes back out to Reinwald, now to Bacon. Here's Devin Manning with the ball in the deep wing right side. Hands it away to Fletcher. Comes out near the 10-second line. 24 on the shot clock. Hastings down by 10. 62-52. Here's Devin Manning with the ball on the deep wing on the right side. Picked up there by Trent Miller. Manning, two-handed pass, goes down on the baseline. Schultz gets away, and he's going to be fouled in the play. Donovan Schultz driving the ball to the basket there for Hastings, and a foul is going to be called on Hamilton. That's going to be his third. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Morningside. Checking into the ball game now will be Storm Throne for Morningside. He's going to check in for Hamilton. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Hastings playing things in underneath their own basket. Schultz gets it into Fletcher. Baseline jumper is up there and good. Derek Fletcher hits one for Hastings. Fletch now with 11 points in the ball game, and the Broncos back to within 8 points. 62-54. Broncos are down. Here's a long-range jumper again from Zaz. A three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's going to be Dane Bacon down the near sideline. Now to Manning. He takes off, goes for the basket. Jump pass comes out on top to Schultz. Now to Bacon. Comes over here on the right side to Reinwald. His three is going to be no good. Zahns with a rebound. He runs over Fletcher, and Fletcher is going to be hit with a foul. Kevin Zahns turns, and Fletcher was right there. Derek gets hit with a second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 3 on Hastings. So 12 minutes and 23 seconds to play. This is an opening round game of the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament. Here tonight, the Broncos are trailing by a score of 62-54. You lose now and your season is over. Throne has got the ball, not a Zaz. The Throne brings it back to Zaz, directing traffic out here in three-point territory. Gets it into the hands of Throne. He drives it down the right side of the lane. Back out. Here's Rudine. His shot is up and in, a three-pointer. Danny Rudine scores from the wing on the right side. He's now got 10 points in the ball game. Morningside back out to an 11-point lead, 65-54, 11:50 to play here in the ball game. Manning drives it down the lane. His running one-hander is up off of the right side, no good. Rebound, Manning, follow shot, good. Manning missed his first one, not the second one. That's his first field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points, 65-56. Here comes Morningside back the other way. Rudine from the corner, and his shot is up and in again. Back-to-back trays by Danny Rudine. He has now got 13 points in the ball game. It's a 12-point lead. And now a foul is going to be called here in backcourt on Miller. Manning trying to bring the ball up there for Hastings, and Trip Miller blocks the pass and picks up the personal foul instead. Miller comes out. Here comes Johnson back into the ball game. So the Broncos are down by 12 points. Back-to-back three-pointers there by Danny Rudine has given Morningside a little bit of breathing room again. After the Broncos, they cut the lead down to 7 points. 11 and a half minutes to play. Fletcher dribbles into the lane, spins. Can't go up for the shot. Comes out to Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald down to Manning. Holds it. Goes to Schultz on the high post. Flips it back to Manning. Drives it down the left side of the lane toward the baseline. Back out to Schultz for three. His shot's going to be short. Rebound comes down to Johnson. Hands the ball away to Rudine. Danny Rudine runs her back the other way from Morningside. Now the thrown. Comes over here on the wing to Zaz. His shot for three is up there. No good, and a foul is called. A foul is going to be called on the rebound. It's going to go on Schultz of Hastings. That's going to be his second. Team foul number six on the Broncos. So it'll be Morningside playing things in. Schultz is going to check out. Here comes Jake Marvin back into the ballgame. So 11 minutes exactly to play here in the ballgame. Hastings trailing by 12 points, 68-56. Morningside will play things in. Johnson throws it into the backcourt. Retrieved there by Kevin Zaz. Picked up by Manning. Zaz on the dribble now. Comes over to Johnson. Deep wing, left side, behind his screen. Dribble penetration down to Zaz. Drives the baseline. He's decked on the play. And a foul is going to be called here on Kane. Aaron Kane picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. As team foul number seven on Hastings, and now Morningside is in the bonus situation here. We've seen a ton of free throws in the ball game tonight. At 34 of them in the first half alone. Kevin Zahn's back to the free throw line now for Morningside. He's got 10 points in the ball game. His shot is up and in. He's now 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. The Morningside lead is back up to 13 points at 69-56. Their biggest lead so far has been 16 when it was 57-41. Next shot is up there. It's good by Zaz. So it's 70-56. Broncos need a bucket right here as a Fletcher comes up, works against Johnson, brings it into the offensive zone on the dribble to the far side. Fletcher still with the ball. Now goes to Manning. Manning takes it down on the baseline on the dribble, comes out to Fletcher. Angles toward the basket, loses control of the ball, goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Knocked out of his hands there by Rudine. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side. Underneath their own basket. 10:32 to play. Jake Marvin will play things in for the Broncos. Marvin holds it. Gets it into Fletcher. Back to Jake. Left side of the lane. Working. Spinning toward the baseline. Goes up with a shot. Right-handed. It's up and in. Jake Marvin scores for Hastings. Marvin now is 16. And it's 70-58. Back the other way. Zaz drives, shoots, and scores. Kevin Zaz now with 14 points in the ballgame, 72-58. Devin Manning with the ball now for Hastings. He drives it to the basket. Jump pass comes out on the wing. Ryan Walden's shot for three is going to be no good. Fletcher tips the ball to Marvin, now to Manning, to Aaron Kane. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouling the play. Aaron Kane scores. The Broncos on the offensive glass, and they work the ball beautifully that time. Aaron Kane just right of the basket scores, and he is fouling the play here by Throne. That's Storm's third. Team foul number five on Morningside. So Hastings with a chance at a three-point play here. Aaron Kane to the line. His shot is up there. It's good. Kane now at 9 points in the basketball game. And the Broncos are back within 11 points. 72-61. 9:59 to play here in the contest. Throne comes out. Now from Morningside. Back in there is going to be Garth Hamilton. So the Broncos now in their man-to-man defense here. Rudine has got the ball to Johnson on the wing. Down in the corner to Zaz. Plays it inside, and a foul is going to be called. As they got it into Borchers, who posted up inside, and Aaron Kane gets hit with his fourth personal foul. I have not seen Brady Lohman come back out of the locker room. He took a shot to the chops down there on the baseline a couple of minutes ago. Left with a bloody nose, and he has not returned. Here's Johnson now in front of the basket. His shot is up there over Ryan Wald. It's good. Tyler Johnson. Now with 10 points in the ball game, and Morningside back out to a 13-point lead. 74-61 with 9:37 to play. Here's Devin Manning, drives it underneath the basket. Now to Fletcher, to Holdmeyer, to Ryan Wald, top of the key. Spins it down to the left side of the lane, goes for the basket. His shot good, and he is fouled in a play. Tobin Ryan Wald takes the ball in the hole there for Hastings. The basket counts. Ryan Wald now has 7 points in the basketball game. And now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. 74-63. The Broncos not going away here. Ryan Wald to the free throw line for the Broncos. Jake Hamburger comes back into the ball game now for Morningside. Kevin Zaz will come to the bench. Tyler Johnson picked up that last foul. That's his first. So it's now 74-63. Morningside with the lead. Shot by Ryan Wald is up there. It's good. The freshman out of Lincoln now with 8 points in the ball game. It's now 74-64 with 9:24 to play. Here in the contest from the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City tonight. Garth Hamilton with the ball on the wing. Comes out between the circles now to Trent Miller. Over to Hamburger. Now to Borchers, dribbling into the lane. His pass to the near sideline, right through the fingertips of Miller, out of bounds. 10 turnovers on Morningside in the ball game. And now Hastings will come back the other direction with a chance to slice into this Morningside lead. 74-64. The Stangs have the lead as we approach the 9-minute mark. Here's Derek Fletcher with the ball, picked up by Johnson. Morningside is in the man-to-man defense. Fletcher throws the ball down in the corner, and Devin Manning was going the other way. It goes trickling out of bounds. A turnover on Hastings. That's their 10th. Manning was cutting for the hole, and Fletcher threw that down in the corner. So some miscommunication there. The Broncos drop back on defense, trailing by 10 points. Here's a Trent Miller dribbling underneath the basket. Comes over here, down in the corner. A three-pointer put up there by Johnson. No good. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. As last touch by Borchers of Morningside. Borchers battling there with Jake Marvin. Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. Morningside attacking back here. Fletcher has got the ball. He takes it down the far sideline as he works it against Johnson. Gets it into the offensive zone. Uses a Holtmeyer screen. Fletcher is still with the ball. Reverses it. Comes over here to the top of the key to Ryan Wald. He drives the ball inside. Hops toward the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be short. Rebound is loose. The scramble is on. Picked up by Ryan Wald. Now they get the ball to Marvin, and he lays it in. Good hustle there by Tobin Ryan Wald. Stays after it, gets down on the floor, fights for the ball, and flips it to a Jake Marvin, who scores easily. Jake now with 18 points in the ball game, 74-66. Here's Borchers, spins toward the baseline, loses control of the ball, goes out of bounds, but it was tipped out. So it's going to be Morningside playing things in, 74-66. 8:05 remaining here in the ball game. The Broncos trying to pull the upset here tonight on Morningside's home floor in Sioux City. Here's a Tyler Johnson with the ball. He'll play things in. Comes out to Borchers at the elbow. Now to Johnson. Dumps it away again to Borchers inside. His shot is no good. Ripping the rebound is going to be Marvin. Marvin has got it for Hastings. Now to Fletcher to the far sideline to Manning. Manning has got it. He dribbles it in the lane. Comes out here to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer now to Marvin for three. His shot is up there. He buries it. Jake Marvin buries it from the top of the key. And a timeout, Morningside. The Broncos are back within 5 points. 7:45 to play in the ball game. It's now Morningside 74, Hastings 69.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 7:45 to play. Hastings has chopped a 16-point lead down to 5 points now at 74-69. Jake Marvin has got a season-high 21 points in the ball game tonight for the Broncos. Marvin has been on fire for the Broncos. And now here comes Morningside back with the ball, a 5-point lead. Morningside led by 8 points at halftime. Stretched it to 16 in the first couple of minutes of the second half, and now Hastings battling back here. There's the ball. It's going to be kicked as Morningside had it on the wing. It was trying to send a pass into the lane. It was kicked out of bounds, and Morningside will play things in underneath their own basket. Jake Hamburg will play things in. They get it to Rudine. There's the ball. It's tipped, but Miller picks it up out here in 3-point territory to Hamburger. Now to Trip Miller behind his screen. Miller's going to drive the ball toward the basket. Underneath the hoop, circles around. Comes out now to a Throne, who's back into the ball game. Puts up a little hook shot in the lane. His shot is up and in. Storm Throne throws up a little right-handed hook shot in the lane there over Marvin. And Throne has now got 6 points in the ball game. Morningside back out to a 7-point lead. 76-69, 7:07 to play here in the contest. Here's Fletcher, 4-3. His shot is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Hamilton. Hamilton gets it away, now to Trip Miller. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Miller, bounce pass, down low, working with the ball down there and going for the basket. His shot is up there, no good, and a foul called. They got it down to Storm Throne again. His reverse layup, and he was fouled in a play. Now he'll go to the free throw line here for the Mustangs. That's the 17th foul in Hastings. The foul is going to go on Marvin. That's going to be his second. So Storm Throne to the free throw line is 75% foul shooter on the season for Morningside. The Mustangs have a 7-point lead at 76-69. The winner plays on Thursday in Sioux Falls. And here comes a shot from Storm. It's up there, and it is good. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Dane Bacon. Bacon will play with four personal fouls. Storm thrown back to the free throw line here from Morningside. The Mustangs now lead by eight. Here comes the next shot by Storm as he stares at the basket. It's in the air, and that one is good. So he hits a pair of free throws. A nine-point lead, 78-69. Pressure now by Morningside here in backcourt. Tobin Reinwald has got the ball. He'll work against the Rudine. Takes it up the far sideline. Stops here on the wing. Keeps a dribble alive. Comes over here to a Devin Manning behind a Holtmeyer screen. Trying to drive it to the basket. Can't do it. Against Trent Miller. Comes out to Trevor Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer brings it back to Manning. He loses the ball out of bounds. Devin Manning loses the ball out of bounds right in front of head coach Lance Creech. 11 turnovers on Hastings. 6:32 to play in the contest. 78-69. A nine-point lead for Morningside. Mustangs have the ball. Trent Miller has got it on the dribble. Behind his screen, and now we've got a foul called away from all the action. It's going to go on Morningside. A foul is going to go on Jake Hamburger. So Jake Hamburger gets hit with a personal foul away from all the action down here on the baseline. First foul on Jake. Team foul number nine on Morningside, so Hastings will play things in. Reinwald comes over here and gets it to Manning where he's going to be knocked down into play trying to retrieve the ball, but no foul call. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball as it was deflected into the Morningside bench. Reinwald will play things in. To Dane Bacon. He'll bring things up against Hamburger. Bacon back into the offensive zone. He dribbles it. Stops at the elbow, left side. Now to Donovan Schultz. Schultz, he brings it back to the right sideline. And Reinwald back to Schultz. His shot is no good, and he's fouled in the play. Schultz misses that one at point-blank range as he came to the near sideline of Reinwald, but also draws the personal foul. The foul is going to go on Throne. That's going to be his fourth. And down to the free throw line will be Donovan Schultz, 86% foul shooter in the season. He is ninth this week in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in free throw percentage. The shot is up there by Schultz. It's good. 78-70. Hastings now trailing by 8 points here in the ballgame. Morningside is led by as many as 16 here in the second half. The Broncos cut the lead down to five at 1 point. Next shot by Schultz is up there and in. So Hastings still alive here. 78-70 is the score. We're down to 6 minutes and 8 seconds to play. Actually, it should be 78-71. Now they chalk up the last point up there. 78-71. Hastings down by seven. And we're just now by the six-minute mark. Trent Miller has got the ball now for Morningside. Broncos need to stop here defensively. Zaz drives it now against Dane Bacon. Jump pass comes over to the wing to Miller. Miller now to Rudine with the ball as he works against Dane. Over on the right side, here's a long range jumper by Hamilton. It's no good. Long rebound comes out here to a Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald gets the ball now, driving for the hole and scoring is going to be Marvin. Jake Marvin scores again. He's got 23. Nice pass by Tobin Reinwald, and the Broncos within 5 points again. 78-73. 5.5 minutes to play here in the ballgame. Trent Miller down the left sideline. They get it down in the corner to Zaz. Back out on top with three-pointers put up there. It's around the rim and down. A three-pointer put up there by Storm Throne. 11 points. They get the rolls. That one dances around the rim and goes down through the hole. 81-73. Hastings now trailing by eight. Here's Manning driving for the basket. His shot no good. Schultz had the rebound. He lost it. It's picked up by Thorne. Into the forecourt, now to Trent Miller. He drives into the basket. His shot is up there, no good. Tap try is up and in. Garth Hamilton. Hamilton now with 9 points in the basketball game. That's a 10-point lead, 83-73, and now we've got a timeout. Timeout, Hastings, 4 minutes and 52 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, we'll take a break with a score. Morningside, 83, Hastings, 73.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465. 1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hastings Saints is beginning their quest for a fourth straight state championship. And the Blue Hawks have got a 19-6 lead over St. Paul at the end of the first quarter. That's in sub-district basketball up at Hastings High tonight. Grand Island Central Catholic won the first game over Central City, 47-31. Giltner winning in sub-district play tonight, 67-40 over Spalding Academy. Hastings College women's basketball team losing to Concordia tonight, 61-58. The Lady Broncos season over. They'll finish the year 12-18. 83-73. Hastings going toe-to-toe here with Morningside in the opening round of the GPAC postseason tournament. Broncos trailed 47-39 at halftime. Morningside opened up a 16-point lead in the second half at 57-41. The Broncos have cut that lead to 5 points a couple of times here in the second half, but have not been able to get any closer than that. Hastings with the ball now, trailing by 10 points again, 83-73. We're down to 4.5 minutes to play. Donovan Schultz, free throw line extended left side. Donovan bounced past to Marvin, spins toward the baseline, goes for the basket. His shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Hamilton. Hamilton outlet pass to Trent Miller. Hustles into the forecourt, now to Rudine. His shot from 15, good. Danny Rudine scores for Morningside. He has now got 15 in the ball game, and Morningside has opened up a 12-point lead again, 85-73. 4:10 remaining here in the contest. Donovan Schultz, left side of the lane, turnaround jumper is up there. He can't bank one home. And the rebound comes down to Thrown. Long pass down to four. Rudine has it, drives into the hole, and shot good, and he's fouled. The basket's going to count by Rudine. He's going to be fouled in a play by Donovan Schultz. The third foul on Schultz. Rudine now is 17 in the ball game, and he'll go to the free throw line. They're trying to make this a 3-point play. Just like that, it's a 14-point lead now at 87-53. Actually, 87-73. Rudine to the free throw line. 1 out of 2 from the mark tonight. So now they're mopping up. Rudine went down underneath the basket. If you're just joining us, Brady Lohman had a bloody nose, took a shot to his nose earlier in this half, and he has not returned. He is still in the locker room. Shot from the free throw line is up there by Rudine. It's going to be good. And now Morningside all of a sudden has a 15-point lead, 88-73. They have scored the last 10 points here in the ballgame, just as Hastings got the lead back down to 5. And now here's a steal out here, a steal by Trent Miller. Miller gets the ball to throw him. Now to Rudine, and his shot is up and in. 90-73, and now Morningside putting this baby away. Here's Schultz for three. His shot is up and in. Donovan Schultz from the far sideline scores. He's got 10. It's now 90-76. The Broncos have scored, allowed 90 points again in the ballgame. Morningside, a team that's been averaging 72. It's now 90-76 with 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Here's Trent Miller with the ball. Miller gets the ball to Thrown, to Rudine, as they bring it around the 3-point arc. Lobs it inside down to Hamilton, back out to Thrown. As Morningside's going with a much bigger lineup out there now with Thrown and Hamilton both in there. There's a pass. Gets away from Zaz. It goes out of bounds. The Morningside turns it away. That's their 11th turnover of the ball game. Ryan Borchers comes back into the ball game, and now Thrown will come out. Manning comes back in, and Tobin Reinwald will come to the bench. 3:02 remaining here in the ball game. The Broncos now find themselves down by 14 points. Here's Devin Manning with the ball. Manning gets it to Marvin. There's a pass down to the baseline. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. Trying to get it to Fletcher down there. The ball tipped out of bounds by Rudine. So Hastings will play things in underneath their own basket here. We're down to 2 minutes and 54 seconds to play in the contest, and the Broncos are down by 14 points, 90-76. Here's Marvin with the ball, now to Fletcher. Fletcher on the wing, bounce pass, will give me out of bounds, trying to get the ball to Schultz. So a turnover on Hastings. The Broncos had this baby cut down to 5 points with 5.5 minutes to go at 78-73. The Morningside has now scored 12 points compared to 3 for Hastings. And Morningside has opened up a 14-point lead to get it 90-76. Here's Zaz with the ball, goes inside to Hamilton. His shot is up and in. Hamilton now with 11, 92-76. Matches the biggest lead of the ball game now for Morningside. Back the other way is Manning for Hastings. Down in the corner, Schultz for three. His shot is no good. Tip try by Kane, no good. Rebound Kane. Follow shot good, and he's fouled. Aaron Kane gets the offensive board and the putback there for the Broncos. Kane has now got 11 points in the ball game, and he'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Personal fouls whistled on Brian Borchers. That's going to be a second. Coming up after the ball game, we'll name our player of the game and our coach's post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Aaron Kane's free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Morningside ball. Kane dove after it for Hastings, but couldn't get there. It goes trickling out of bounds. 2:15 to play. Morningside will play things in here in backcourt. That's going to be Rudine with it now. Rudine gets the ball to Miller. To the 10-second line to Hamilton. Into the forecourt now to Zaz. Zaz did dribbling with the ball. Comes out to Miller. Picked up by Fletcher, and Fletcher's going to be hit with a personal foul. So Derek Fletcher gets hit with his third personal foul. And that's going to send Morningside to the free throw line. Broncos over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. Trip Miller will go to the free throw line. Here comes Marvin back into the ball game now for Hastings. Coming out will be Kane. Jake Marvin, 23 points in the ball game tonight for Hastings, a season high for him. Miller to the free throw line. His shot is up there, and it's going to be off of the back iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Fletcher of Hastings. Fletcher gets the ball away now to Devin Manning into the forecourt. On the wing, comes out to Fletcher. Top of the key, three-pointer put up there. Off of the mark, no good. Rebound, Schultz's shot is good. As Schultz tips that one down to the hole, we got a timeout. 1:49 to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Morningside 92, Hastings 80.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Dort beat Dakota Wesleyan tonight in women's college basketball. Final score is 63-51. Concordia over Hastings tonight. Women's college basketball 61-58. Hastings College trailing here in men's play 92-80. In the next round of the GPAC tournament, going to be played on Thursday. Winner of this ball game will play at Sioux Falls. Northwestern is the number one seed. They will get the winner of the Doan Mount Marty ball game on Thursday. Dakota Wesleyan, the number three seed. They'll get the Midland Concordia winner. And Dort will play at Briarcliff in the other quarterfinal matchup on Thursday night. 92-80 here. Morningside has got the lead over Hastings College as the Morningside will play things in. And here come the Mustangs hustling into the offensive zone. Hamilton has the ball tipped away by Fletcher, and Fletcher is going to be hit with another personal foul. They checked at Devin Manning. They were both there, and Manning gets hit with a foul instead. That's going to be the third foul in Devin. Going to the free throw line will be Garth Hamilton for Morningside. Hamilton has got 11 points in the ball game, four field goals, and he is 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. He'll have a couple of shots here. Hamilton looks up there, and the shot is good. So Kane comes out. Here comes Schultz back into the ball game now for Hastings. 93-80. Morningside has got the lead. Hamilton's next free throw is up there. It's around the rim. Falls off the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Jake Marvin has got the ball. Hustles into the offensive zone. Marvin hesitates. Drives into the basket. His left-handed scoop shot is no good. Schultz grabs the rebound. Schultz jump pass comes out on top. Bacon for three. His shot good. Dane Bacon buries a three. He's now got 7 points in the ballgame. 93-83. Broncos still fighting here with a minute 20 seconds to play. Morningside with a 10-point lead. And now we got a foul called. Manning, nope, it's going to be Bacon this time, picking up the foul on the far sideline. That's going to be the fourth foul on Dane Bacon. That's going to send Morningside back to the free throw line. So it's 93-83. The Broncos down by 10 points here. A minute and 20 seconds to play. Kevin Zaz goes to the line. He has got 14 points in the ball game. 3 out of 5 from the free throw line, and his shot is up and in. Now Morningside hitting the free throws down the stretch, and that's all they're going to need to wrap up this win. Here comes Ryan Wald back into the ball game now for Hastings, and Marvin will go out. 94-83. It's an 11-point lead for Morningside. Mustangs looking for their 15th win of the season here tonight. Shot from the free throw line is up there. The next one rims off, no good by Zaz. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Manning hustles into the forecourt, down the left sideline. Runs into Zaz. Manning gets the ball now to Schultz, to Dane Bacon. Bacon jump pass is going to be tipped. Ball is loose. It's picked up by Schultz. He loses it. Zaz has got it. Now we got a foul called on Schultz. So the Broncos turn it away. That's their 13th turnover. Donovan Schultz picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his fourth. Reject that. They got him with five personal fouls now. Donovan Schultz fouls out of the basketball game with a minute and 6 seconds to play in the contest. He leads with 12 points, all 12 in the second half. Schultz came to Hastings for one final season. He came from Aurora, Colorado. He quit the team a couple of weeks ago, missed a couple of ball games, rejoined the team over the weekend, and now he fouls out of his final ball game as a Bronco here with a minute and 6 seconds to play. Shot from the free throw line is going to be good by Kevin Zaz. He is now 5 out of 8 from the free throw line tonight. He'll have one more. 95-83. Next one is up there. It's good. So the problem that has plagued the Broncos all season long, defense, and the Broncos going to allow a ton of points here in this ballgame. 96-83. Here's Bacon for three. His shot no good. Ball tapped around. It's going to be picked up here, and a foul is going to be called. Rudine got the rebound for Morningside, and he's immediately fouled in the play here with 56 seconds to play. The foul is going to go on Marvin. That's going to be his third. Hastings College, a very young basketball team. In fact, Jason States, a senior. Donovan Schultz will be a senior. Aaron Kane, Derek Fletcher. So four seniors on this basketball team. Everybody else will be back next year for head coach Lance Creech. Rudine to the free throw line. His shot is good. He'll get one more. Rudine now with 21 in the ball game. Marvin comes out. Manning comes out. 97-83. Next shot is up there. It's good. 98-83. We have 55 seconds to play. Here's Fletcher with the ball. Comes out to Bacon for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tap try, no good. Rebound, Hamilton surrounded. Hastings trying to knock the ball loose, and a foul is going to be called here. And Fletcher picks up the foul. That's the fourth foul on Derek Fletcher. So now we walk to the other end of the floor as this agonizing story continues to unfold here. Garth Hamilton back to the free throw line. He's 4 of 5 from the free throw line tonight. He'll have a couple of shots. Hastings over the 10-foul limit. Shot from the line is up and in by Hamilton. He has now got 13 points in the basketball game. 99-83. Hamilton will have one more. His shot is off of the right side. No good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings with 42 seconds to play. They're back in their zone. There's a shot by Fletcher. He banks home a three-pointer. So Derek Fletcher banks home a three. He's now got 14 in the ball game. Here comes Morningside back the other way. Zaz down the far sideline with 33 seconds to play. The fans want his offense to go for 100 points here against the Broncos. We're down to 27 seconds to play. They'll have to throw up some sort of a shot here. A couple of seconds differential between the shot clock and the game clock. 99-86 is the score. Trent Miller has got it out here near the 10-second line with 10 seconds left in the shot clock. Miller, jump pass, goes to the wing on the right side is Zaz. Out on top now to Rudine. His shot for three is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Kane, and time is going to expire, and this one is in the books. Hastings College's season is over. Morningside beat Hastings College tonight in the GPAC tournament. Opening round, final score, Morningside 99, Hastings 86. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, part of the community since 1946. We are the only member-owned financial institution in the area offering checking, savings, shares, auto or home loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Anyone that lives or works in the Hastings area can become a member. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
Follow the Broncos, the Huskers, Hastings High, St. Cecilia, Adams Central, and area and state athletes and teams in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. To subscribe, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Click on HT Media for live streaming of sports events at Adams Central, St. Cecilia, Silver Lake, and Kennesaw. The Hastings Tribune is a proud supporter of this sports broadcast.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the season is over for the Hastings College men's and women's basketball teams. The women lost earlier tonight to Concordia down in Seward by the score of 61-58. And the men suffering a loss here in Sioux City against Morningside, 99-86. So the Broncos finished the season with a mark of 9 wins and 20 losses on the season. Morningside will move on to the quarterfinals on Thursday at Sioux Falls. The Mustangs are now 15-16. The Broncos had a 5-point lead in the first half at 15-10. Morningside came back, eventually tied or took the first lead of the ball game for them at 21-20. Morningside used a 13-2 run later on in the first half, had a 47-39 lead at halftime. They extended that lead to 16 points in the second half, but the Broncos did not go away as they pulled back within 9 points, actually 7 points at 57-50. Headed down to 5 points a couple of times at 78-73 was the latest, and also at 74-69. And then Morningside hitting some big shots at the end. They extended their lead back out and did not let Hastings back in. And Morningside wins it by 13 tonight, 99-86. 23 points, a new season high for Jake Marvin. He had 12 in the first half, and he had 11 more in the second half. So 23 points for Marvin, 14 for Derek Fletcher in his final game as a Bronco. 12 points for Donovan Schultz and 11 for Aaron Kane. Other scorers, Tobin Reinwald had 8, Dane Bacon had 7, Brady Lohman had 7 points before he was hit in the nose, did not return in the final 14 minutes of the ball game. Devin Manning had 4 points in the ball game tonight for Hastings. For Morningside, they were led tonight by Danny Rudine. He had 22, 16 for Kevin Zaz, 13 for Garth Hamilton, 12 points for Brian Borchers, 10 points for Tyler Johnson. Storm Throne had 11 points. Trent Miller had 7. Jake Hamburger had 7 points in the ball game tonight. A ton of free throws in the ball game here tonight. In fact, a total of 62 free throws thrown up between the two teams. Morningside was 28 out of 36. From the free throw line, Hastings College was 17 out of 26. The Broncos ended up shooting 49% from the field tonight. They were 30 out of 61, 9 out of 24 on three-pointers for 37%, and they were 17 out of 26 from the foul line for 65%. Morningside hit 51% for the ball game, including 63% in the second half. Mustangs hit 17 out of 27 after halftime. Ended up shooting 31 out of 60 for the ball game for 51%, 9 out of 24 on three-pointers for 37%, 28 out of 36 from the free-throw line, 77%. Morningside out-rebounds Hastings 36-35. Broncos turned the ball over 15 times in the ball game. Morningside had 14. Hastings with no block shots, 6 steals. Morningside had 2 block shots and 6 steals. The Morningside wins it here tonight, outscoring Hastings 52-47 in the second half. After grabbing a 47-39 halftime advantage, they go on to win by the score of 99-86. The Broncos' season is over, a mark of 9 wins and 20 losses. Stick around. We've got the player of the game coming up next and then the coaches' postgame show. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Broncos postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to Broncos Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for spring sports with great products from Mizuno, Wilson, Diamond, Tachikara, Russell, Majestic, and Richardson. So whether you play club volleyball, little league baseball, or run track, we have what you need for another successful season. Stop in today and see our new retail showroom full of gear to outfit you from head to toe. Don't forget, we do screen printing and embroidery too. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Subscribe today by calling 462-2131 or online at HastingsTribune.com.
Yeah, we're back at the Alley Gym in Sioux City tonight. Hastings College dropping one to Morningside, 99-86. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. Broncos putting four guys in double figures here tonight. Jake Marvin leading the way with 23 points in the ball game. Derek Fletcher in his final game as a Bronco had 14 points. He also pulled down three rebounds. Donovan Schultz in his final game as a Bronco, 12 points and three rebounds. 11 points for Aaron Kane here tonight with six rebounds. All candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and name our winner right after this.
Follow the Broncos, the Huskers, Hastings High, St. Cecilia, Adams Central, and area and state athletes and teams in the Hastings Tribune and at HastingsTribune.com. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. To subscribe, call 462-2131 or online at HastingsTribune.com. Click on HT Media for live streaming of sports events at Adams Central, St. Cecilia, Silver Lake, and Kennesaw. The Hastings Tribune is a proud supporter of this sports broadcast.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings College will be Jake Marvin. Marvin, team high 23 points in the ball game here tonight. He was 10 out of 17 from the field, 1 out of 3 on three-pointers, 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. He pulls down 8 rebounds, 2 on offense, 6 on defense, scores the 23 points, also had 3 assists and 1 steal, and played 32 minutes here tonight for head coach Lance Creech in a losing effort as the Broncos drop this one to Morningside by the score of 99-86. Jake Marvin, our player of the game tonight for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Tribune. Get more details at HastingsTribune.com. Stay tuned for more of our Hastings College basketball coverage with the Coach's Postgame Show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
Five Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for several reasons. We have made a commitment to offer competitive loan and deposit rates and to proudly have the best customer service in Hastings. With our three convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you. Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see firsthand why Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer, 827 First Street in Hastings. Now, let's go back to the court.
Back in Sioux City, Hastings College drops this one here tonight to Morningside. Final score of 99 to 86, as Hastings head coach Lance Creech joins us on the post game. And, Coach, we go toe-to-toe with these guys and just could not make the big play there in the second half after we got on some runs there.
Yeah, it was. I mean, we just, you know, had too many defensive lulls. I mean, their first three shots of the game, the second half, were layups. First three or four shots of the second half were layups. And our first one was a jumper, and then we had a turnover in there. And, you know, so it's just, you know, just coming out of the locker room, just, again, you know, with the mindset, I think, is probably the best way to describe it. And unfortunately, you know, they just came out the aggressor. I thought we played a good game in spurts, but, again, it was just too many defensive lulls, I thought, just to close this thing out.
The lulls were not as long as we have seen all season long. They were down to 2 and 3 minutes, and you guys were able to battle back tonight, something we have not seen in the past couple of weeks.
Well, yeah, and, you know, partially, too, we're out of timeouts with about 5 minutes to go. You know, we're pretty darn close anyway, you know, and unfortunately with and I know talking about the last game of the year, you're talking about a young team, but when you have a freshman point guard in particular, just knowing how to control the game. Right now, you know, Brady might look calm on the surface, but he's like a duck underwater. He's really scrambling, and that's mentally and physically, and that's a very taxing position to come in and do things the way we need them done to be successful in our league. And you know, it's just learning how to control the tempo and learning how to, you know, get people matched up at the foul line when somebody's shooting foul shots, use, you know, out-of-bounds plays to get ourselves organized offensively or defensively. And just those little 5 to 10 to 15-second breaks in plays where we've just got to be better, and that'll help stop a lot of these lulls.
And when Brady went out with the injury, I think it was 57 to 50 with about 14 minutes to play. Then you guys were really scrambling with him out of there.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, like I said, for as many things as he's got to improve, he's still pretty darn good. You know, and that's the thing with Brady. He's got a lot of improvement, and he's really got a lot of opportunity ahead of him. And we're just going to have to make sure that we get somebody in place, you know, a little bit sooner, you know, to give him some breaks throughout the course of the game, because it's going to be hard to ask somebody to play 30-plus minutes for 30 games a year.
Statistically, pretty well even with Morningside. And we just talked about the little lulls defensively there in the second half, but you played well enough tonight, I thought, to win this game.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and I just thought at times our shot selection got a little spotty. You know, we relied on the perimeter shot a little bit too much when we had some really good things going to the interior. We got away from Jacob, you know, and Jacob had another real big night for us. And it's really good to see him come along. You know, unfortunately, it was the last 3 or 4 ball games of the year that he was real big for us. But I'll take that over nothing. And you know, he showed me a lot. And we had some opportunities where we could really attack him on the interior, and we just kind of got away from that again. We were trying to hit that home run when just a single was necessary.
Jake Marvin, just a sophomore, he's going to be good if he stays healthy.
There's no doubt. And I know in talking to his doctor about mid-October when Jake was really, we thought he was going to make it back, and he was really giving it his go. The doctor said, well, you know, the only thing you can give him is rest, and this is before we had played a game, you know. So I knew it was probably going to be a long year, and Jake definitely had some peaks and valleys. But I was really proud of him to see him respond the way that he did.
Obviously, we've been watching all the young kids kind of grow up. They've grown up a lot here. You know, you had a bunch of freshmen play a majority of the second half of the season. And I think they grew up a lot here in the last, month and a half or so?
Yeah, I totally agree, and I couldn't be happier for our future. I feel bad for the 4 kids that are leaving the program and you know, couldn't have gone out on a little bit better note. This is not, you know, something that anybody wants to see your program go from a national tournament to, you know, virtually the bottom of the conference in just a matter of a year. But, you know, I think the future is bright. I think we got the right people in place. It's just going to take a lot of work to get them, you know, up to par where we need to be to compete in this league.
So we lose the 4 seniors and Jason States, Donovan Schultz, and also Derek Fletcher and Aaron Kane, guys have played a lot of minutes for the most part.
Yeah, you know, especially, you know, with Fletch. I mean, he's been pretty much a household name in our program for 3 years now, and we're going to miss a lot of scoring spark with Derek. And Aaron Kane's just that blue-collar guy that's just going to get things done for you on the boards, and there's nothing that he has that's very flashy at all. But, you know, he just does a lot of positive things. And Donovan, you know, he's had his trials and tribulations throughout the course of the year, but it wasn't from lack of effort. You know, the poor kid had his knee drained 3 times during the course of this year. And you know, he's a competitor, and he's a tough kid. And I think, you know, he learned a lot from us as we did him. And then with Jason, and you know, Jason's just a kid that if I did have a daughter, that's the guy I'd want marrying my daughter. You know, I mean, that might be the biggest compliment you can give a kid. I mean, you got a two-time academic All-American and a four-year contributor on the varsity program, and just a lunch bucket kind of guy. Just never said much negative and was always very positive and came to work every single day. And that's why States is going to be a successful person down the road.
So now your off-season, so to speak, starts with the recruiting trail. What are we looking for?
Well, I think we've got to find another guard, you know, another guard that can maybe play a combo position that relieves some pressure off of Brady, but, you know, somebody that can score it and shoot it in and you know, maybe a little bit more versatile than just a shooter or a driver. We've got to find kind of a combination guy. I'd like to find another forward type, you know, somebody that can rebound and step out to the three-point line, you know, somebody that can maybe put it on the floor a couple dribbles. So, you know, we've got our eye on some kids, but we've got to continue to get a little bit longer at every spot because that's what this league is. It's just a bunch of long, you know, hard-nosed kids and on the wings, and they drive it well and they shoot it well, as you can see tonight. So we've just got to kind of stay with what we've got right now, but we've just got to get a couple more pieces.
Okay, bud. Thanks for the help.
All right. Thanks a bunch, Mike.
Yep.
I appreciate your time.
Yep. Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos dropping this one here tonight, 99-86. To Morningside to wrap up their season. Hastings College women's basketball team also losing tonight to Concordia by a score of 61-58. We'll take our break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boar's Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. New Mohawk products are arriving at Boar's Floors, and you can get sale prices on the new Mohawk carpet, tile, laminate, and wood, plus discounts on the current Mohawk line of floor products. Now is the time to save on Mohawk Carpet at Boar's Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 46-FLOOR, that's 463-5667, Boar's Floors in Hastings.
High school basketball score to pass along to you. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over St. Paul at halftime, 33-18. Earlier tonight, Grand Island Central Catholic over Central City in boys play, 47-31. Giltner also winning tonight in sub-district play, 67-40 over Spalding Academy. We mentioned the Hastings College women. They lose tonight to Concordia, 61-58. And the Hastings College men lose to Morningside by a score of 99-86. The Broncos season is now over. A mark of 9 wins and 20 losses on the season. We've still got a whole lot more basketball coverage to bring you throughout the rest of the season. Of course, sub-districts and district championships to be decided on into the boys and girls state high school basketball tournaments. The first two weekends of March down in Lincoln, but the college season is over. Both the Hastings College men and women losing tonight in the opening round of the GPAC tournament. Again, Hastings College men losing to Morningside tonight here at the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City by a score of 99-86. That'll wrap things up for us from Sioux City tonight. From my producer and engineer, John Debron, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Sioux City.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer at 827 First Street in Hastings. Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpeting for more than 125 years. Join us next time for Bronco Basketball on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College Basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.